we're back!
What day is this?
It's Wednesday!
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
Get up and go to work!
Menudo, bro, for sure.
Right? See, I thought it would be menudo as well, and it's
okay.
Not.
Can you back that train up? Can you say menudo for me?
Menudo?
Okay. Menudo.
Why do you sound drunk when you say menudo? Why do you do that? Menudo. Is that how I have to say it? Menudo.
You realize you're mocking like 2/3 of us as a Starmy Nation.
Call me a lava. That's how you say it.
Well, I'm sorry.
I would like
Who
to make an order,
like
ma'am.
They've had box wine.
I would like to have the Corona Vada. What? Come on, no, it's Carne Vada.
I do that every time at Taco Cabana.
Well,
I'm
okay.
Like, hey man, how y'all doing today? You doing good? All right, cool. I'm gonna have the. Why don't you go ahead and give me the huevos rancheros y.
Oh man!
Y fajitas y huevos.
It drives me nuts.
I seriously.
Hey man, all of them.
This is loco.
I like a little bit of crazy. You're gonna make me crazy too.
It's showtime.
Good morning.
Oh hey.
Welcome, Starmy Nation. I like Starmy Nation.
Starmy Nation.
You said that.
I did.
I like that.
We're a nation of stars.
Yes, we are. Wednesday morning, Dex and Steve-O.
Yeah, girl.
Time to get up. It's 6:12 in the a.m.
And today is going to be a beautiful day. High of 61 degrees.
Another beautiful day?
Come Nothing on. Says February like 61 degrees and sunny, am I right?
It's been a pretty mild winter.
Yeah, which is not good for New Mexico because... La cucarachas! Dude, last night there was a roach in our house, and I was like, it's February. You should be frozen and dead. And you were not.
Man.
I was very sad.
Cucarachas.
I need a bug guy.
Welcome, everyone. Call Ghostbugsters.
Okay.
Remember that? Come on. It's a great idea.
It was a great idea. It still is.
Welcome to the program, everybody. Big show today. You guys can be a part of the show with us. You can text in 585-LIVE, 505-585-5483.
Mm.
Text us anything you want. We don't reply back. Don't hate us.
Oh, my gosh. We reply on the air.
Yeah. And if we don't read your text, don't
We reply
offended.
In your hearts.
Coming up this morning. From the, what is it, ABC show, Blackish, Jeff Meacham will be on the show. He plays Josh, the white guy, on Blackish.
I mean, come on, man.
That's a really funny show.
I want to ask him, like, how, maybe I don't want to ask him, because it is definitely a show where he's the white guy.
You're the white guy.
But what if there was, what if, like, on My Name is Earl, if there was the black guy? Like, you would never see that.
Yeah. No, I guess I haven't.
Seen My Name is Earl?
No,
it's
I was
like
thinking.
Back in the day.
I was thinking that I've seen a show with that.
I mean, South Park.
Well, yeah.
Token.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, so we'll talk to Jeff about 8:20 this morning if you're a fan of the ABC show Blackish. You weren't here the last time. Tao and I got to interview the little kid.
Yeah.
From Blackish, and he was so much fun. He was great. He was like 10 years old.
Miles Brown. You guys interviewed little Miles.
Little Miles, that's right.
Ah. Yeah, I wasn't here.
Good kid.
I missed it. I'm excited to talk to Jeff this morning, especially with the climate in our culture right now as far as race, you know?
Mm.
So I'm gonna ask him if it's how's it been on set, man? How you doing, white guy?
Yeah.
Still okay?
Yeah, right. What else we got on the show this morning? Got some letters to get to. The four things you probably never clean.
Oh no.
For all you germaphobes out there, you probably never thought about cleaning these. We have some Super Bowl facts for even the most hardcore NFL fans. They don't know these NFL
Super Bowl
facts.
I feel like I'm a...
You're a hardcore fan.
I'm hardcore, yo.
You and your wife, you guys love football.
We do.
You also love baseball, and soccer, and hockey, rugby,
water polo. Yeah, you lost me at rugby.
Love all of that.
I loved everything until you got into those.
I still don't understand why rugby isn't huge here. It's football without pads.
Yeah.
Why hasn't that caught on here?
I don't know. Maybe on the East Coast.
Well, maybe.
Right?
But I mean, as far as...
places like Harvard.
On TV and
mommy.
Making that, the rugby football league.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Have you ever watched a rugby match?
No.
Crazy.
But what are the rules? Like, is
there are no rules. You just try to wipe each other out with no pads on. Seriously, they're big guys. They're guys like me, but ripped, not fat.
They need to find their Dana White to just make it cool.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Is there a rugby league?
Yeah, there is. Australia. It's really popular in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. 4 lunch habits that make you gain weight. And
need all of those. Gotta need all of those.
Yeah, I know. Well, you need to get in the weight, man. I got to lose the weight.
Yeah.
I got to lose it.
I'm trying to do 2 different things here, buddy.
All right. Let me kick off the show with a story about a guy in eastern China. Now, here in Albuquerque, we have a zoo.
We do. We have a great zoo.
It's really, really nice.
Yeah.
So if you ever decide that you want to try to sneak into the zoo, maybe this story will prevent you from doing that. I want you guys to remember this, because there's a lot of cheap people in this world. A lot of frugal, cheap people.
The difference between being frugal and being cheap.
Whatever.
I mean, if you're frugal, it's one thing.
That's true. 40-year-old guy in eastern China went to the zoo with his family, a few friends over the weekend. Didn't want to pay for a ticket. So he and another guy decided to sneak in by scaling a fence.
Oh, no.
Their families all paid to get in, but they decided, no, we're not going to pay. They managed to get through some wire netting. Then one of them climbed a 9-foot fence. Then another 9-foot fence while the other guy hung back. Unfortunately, the second fence he climbed was part of the tiger enclosure.
Oh my gosh. I don't... Oh no, 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 no.
Several tigers end up mauling this guy to death.
Oh my gosh!
It's not clear if he knew it was the tiger enclosure or not, but apparently there were plenty of signs up. Zookeepers had to shoot one of the tigers.
Oh, man.
And use firecrackers to scare the other ones off.
It's too early for this kind of story, man.
It still took about an hour to get to the guy, and he didn't make it. 4 people tried to sneak into the same zoo back in 2006. Almost got killed by a bunch of lions. I don't know if the zoo
is
expensive. This is in China, eastern China.
Gosh.
Again, we have a zoo here, so please don't ever try to sneak into the zoo, because you might end up in the gorilla area. You might end.
Gosh.
We have tigers. We
do. Polar bears.
Beautiful lions. Polar bears. Those polar bears, they just walk in a circle.
Yeah, but they are vicious predators, man.
Yeah, they
get polar bears.
Are. Yeah. Yep. I read this story in the hope that maybe I could save a life. Because maybe it's not even a zoo. Maybe it's something else.
How much money did that guy, quote, save to scale that fence?
Yeah.
And now he's dead.
$20.
So technically, he saved a lot of money.
Yeah. $20, $40 to get into the zoo? I don't know what prices are in China.
$20 to get into the zoo in China. I doubt it.
How much is it here?
What is it, like $7 or something?
I don't know. I haven't been to the zoo in a long time.
We have season passes, so we don't, I don't know. We just flash our badges. What?
Can we take your badges and go?
No.
Oh, is your pictures on them?
No, I just don't want to loan them.
Oh. I'll give you $5.
$5? Come on.
$5 a pass?
No. Yes, our pictures are on them.
Well, we look so much alike.
We do.
Christy and Leslie, identical.
Oh, man.
Our kids? Hey, Jane can pass as a boy.
Oh, no, she can't. Gosh.
That'd be funny. Jaden has the picture of Brody.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah, the biopark, man. All of it. It's like we got the old membership.
That's fun.
It is fun. We gotta get out to the zoo for an event.
Yeah, we do. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Hey, Teo. What up, dog?
What are y'all doing?
Teo! Oh, my gosh.
You didn't recognize him?
No.
That's why I was giggling.
I didn't recognize you. What are you doing?
Well, I'm going through puberty. And
dude,
it's
right
not
away.
Going well.
Oh, man. I could tell. That was so great. Welcome.
Well, could you just read the caller ID?
No, we don't. Oh, I'm on my computer still. No one has taken your mic, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still over on the third. I refuse. Mm. I refuse, man.
Well, okay.
What are you doing?
I'm on the way to work. It's so nice getting to go to work at a decent hour.
Yeah.
What is
it?
Bad.
8 o'clock over there, or is it just 7:21?
Yeah, it's 7:21.
Okay, I don't know.
So what time do you get up in the morning now?
Well, I've started going to the gym at 5.
Oh, gosh.
See, I would love that, just to get it out of the way.
Man, no. I'll tell you something. It's just like when I started going to Bear Canyon, and I told you guys, I was like, man, I feel like I haven't even done this before. It's the same thing, because I used to go in the afternoon when I started, and then we started going at lunch. And then when you go in the morning, it's like your body has to readjust to everything.
Man.
Mm.
But it is nice because I don't have to think about it for the rest of the day.
Yeah, no
like
kidding.
It's over.
Yeah, it's true. You probably feel good throughout the day, too.
I feel really good. Super energized.
Yeah.
So how's Tennessee?
Tennessee is awesome. Yeah. I have to say this. I love New Mexico. But people are so much better drivers out here. It's wonderful. Everybody is so nice. Like our place that we got, there's kind of a weird, like the driveway is in a weird place to get out. And people are they just stop and they say, come on out, friend, every morning. And everybody's just so nice. Nobody's like got a vendetta to kill everyone else in Albuquerque here.
Oh. Oh, no.
Very nice.
Well, good.
Oh.
I'm glad. I'm glad things are good there.
Yeah.
I saw you guys.
Say that again.
I saw that you guys have a new billboard.
We do.
We have a couple of them. It's cool, man.
Yeah, it's our giant faces. It's really, really cool. It's weird.
That's awesome. Yeah, they sent the images to me, and I gave them my final approval. I was like, that looks okay.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We miss you.
We miss you out here.
I miss you guys, too. Is this even on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air. We're up. It's 6:24.
I thought it would be so funny if you guys took the call during the break.
We're live, man. We're doing this. We're just talking about our zoo and saving money.
Yeah, I heard part of the story about people dying.
Yeah.
And then, and then I was like, man, typical zoo story on a Wednesday. But
typical.
I gotta tell you this. There's a station out here called Way FM, and they're great, but my goodness, I can listen to you guys for like 10 seconds, and it's better than trying to listen to them for like 10 minutes.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh.
So, you got the morning show game cornered, guys.
Thanks. Hey, you can actually stream us via an app called Star 88 FM, and you can catch the whole show.
I'm not using my data. I'm not using my data like that.
Hey, Teo, so tell everybody people are on the live line are like, Teo!
People is freaking out. Yeah, they're freaking out on the live line.
Tell us about your job, you know, because for those of you that don't know, you know, Teo, he's working for Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, dude, my favorite part is yesterday we posted a photo of the billboard and somebody seriously asked, "Where's Teo?" Yeah. And I was like, "Wow, man, it is February."
Yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday somebody asked. Wow. So we're still getting those questions.
Okay, so like right now, I get to work. I'm usually the first guy here. Tim Skipper gets here. It's usually either me or him. We're the first guy here. It's just a live call-in show. So we're the people behind the scenes screening calls and then like pulling the audio from the internet. Like last night, yesterday was a big day. I'm learning so much about politics. It's just insane.
Mm.
Last night we had to come back to work and they did a special because Trump announced his Supreme Court nominee.
Yep.
His name's Neil Gorsuch. He seems like a pretty cool guy. The cool thing is Jay has actually done cases, and I guess this judge was the deciding factor.
Oh, wow.
In a couple of those cases. So he, like, knows him. So
that's
he
cool.
was super stoked.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing I think I've learned so far is there is so much spin on it's like everybody chooses a side, and you're like, the other side's all fake news. And it's just like, both sides are fake news. You guys have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's been cool. But, yeah, just get to work and do that, and then the show starts, and it's crazy. A lot of times I screen calls, and I've gotten a couple of calls from New Mexico, which has been pretty fun.
Nice.
But then, yeah, do that, and then we break for lunch, and then we come back, and they're kind of pushing us to do – like other media stuff. A couple of the guys have, like, one guy has a podcast where he and some buddies like try out different kinds of like beverages, like whiskey or something like that. It's nothing crazy. But, and then one guy, his podcast is all about Disney World.
Wow.
He goes to Disney World all the time.
Man.
And so it's just, and it's kind of through a different thing, but they want us to do like different media and all that. So, Tim Skipper and I are trying to get something together.
A little podcast? That'd be cool.
Yeah, something like that. But, yeah, so that's the day. In the afternoon, we'll go back and review stuff and then kind of prepare for the next day. And then I hang out with Johnny.
Good.
Nice.
It's getting big. I saw a picture you posted the other day. It's crazy.
Man, he's crazy. He is. He's crazy. Another cool thing is Dave from Waverly and I have been writing a lot of new music, and
nice.
That's been a lot of fun.
That's good.
So that's cool. But that's pretty much it. That's like the typical day.
Good, man.
Nice, dude.
Dude, I'm glad you're checking in.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
it's perfect. It's February 1st. We're kicking it off strong. It's Black History Month, so today we're interviewing
mm-hmm.
the white dude from Black-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So in honor of Black History Month. You know,
I don't think that's right.
Just really haven't changed, man. It's just same old. Same old.
Yeah, we're probably going to get called into another meeting after the show.
It's been that kind of week, man. We had a meeting.
It's a meeting week.
Well, it hasn't been good. They're not good meetings.
Just good
they're fantastic
stuff.
Meetings.
Good
what are you talking about? More
sure.
positive, idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. Yep.
Oh, no.
Okay. Our positive friend left us, and now we're been negative Nancy's. We need a little positivity.
You got to just smile a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
The worst is yet to come.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good.
That's a song.
That's another very positive thought.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's Mickey Echo, man.
Well, we miss you, Teo.
Miss you, man!
Yeah, I miss you guys, too. I'm going into work.
All right.
I just fell down over there. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon.
Love you, man.
See you, man. Love you.
Love you, guys.
All right, bye. was a cool surprise.
That was cool. I was hoping he was going to do that.
I seriously follow Jay Sekulow Live on Facebook just to watch the show sometimes to be like, Teo took that phone call.
Yeah.
That show's intense, man.
It really is intense.
I wouldn't want to be there in this political climate that we're in right now.
I can't even imagine.
It's crazy.
All right, 585 Live. You can chat. You can text into the show. And when we come back, we got some headlines. We have traffic. And we also have from Black-ish coming up at 8:20, Jeff Meacham. He'll be on the show. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
President Donald Trump has announced his pick for the Supreme Court.
Virginia, New York, and Massachusetts joined Washington State in suing the president's executive order restricting refugees and immigrants. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey.
It discriminates on the basis of religion, denies our residents access to due process and equal protection of the law, and violates federal immigration law.
Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly met with reporters trying to clarify the executive order.
We are and will continue to enforce President Trump's executive orders humanely and with professionalism.
Senate Democrats managed to stall committee votes on the president's nominees for attorney general and health secretary.
Pharrell Williams' family doubled in size. His wife and their 8-year-old son, Rocket, were joined by a set of triplets.
Four 101st Airborne Division soldiers were hurt in a training incident involving their Black Hawk helicopter.
High school students in Westport, Connecticut can win $1,000 in private money by reflecting on the extent to which white privilege exists.
Welcome to the show. 636.
High today of 60 degrees. Well, unfortunately, there's already an accident to report this morning. The left lane is blocked, I-25 North at San Antonio Drive. Wasn't Teo just saying how he loves how safe everyone is in Tennessee on the roads? Yeah. Not so much this morning in the ABQ, my friends. Thankfully, that's the only accident to report at this time. That's your look at traffic.
585. Traffic. Okay. 585 Live. You can text in. 585-5483.
Live line just blew up.
People missing Teo. Yeah, Teo just called us and checked in. Things are good in Nashville, Tennessee. I were hoping they were terrible so he'd come back. Just hoping. But no, they're good.
Dude, I'm excited. Tempe just chimed in on the live line and said, no termination after your interview. Trust me. I'm black. My lady's white. We both LOL during every episode of Black-ish. Jeff is one of the best characters. Anyone offended is trolling.
Yeah, he's right. His character is really
funny. I'm really excited, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun interview.
Yeah, it's tough to have a sitcom these days. And this one is pretty popular.
So what, 3 seasons in now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty popular. You got the Goldbergs, which I love. You have The Middle, which is pretty popular.
I hear Superstore's really good.
Superstore,
like,
I haven't watched yet. I've
never watched it.
I hear it's pretty funny. The O'Neills, I heard, is pretty funny.
There's a show that is coming to, what is it, NBC?
Oh, I wonder if it, is it the one?
It's tomorrow. It premieres tomorrow.
Is that the one about Bruce Wayne's?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you saw the trailer.
It is set in the DC universe, so it's full on a DC property, and yeah, they work
in like his science the science department, right?
Yeah, it takes place in the DC universe. It follows this character Emily Locke, who's played by Vanessa Hudgens. And she's a director of research and development at Wayne Security. It's a subsidiary of Wayne Enterprises. It specializes in products for humans who are poised to be victims of the battles between superheroes and supervillains in the sky. So they're like, yeah, I can't wait.
It looks pretty funny.
Yeah. So Alan Tudyk, he is Van Wayne. He's the cousin.
He's funny.
He's the cousin of Bruce Wayne. Yes, I love Alan Tudyk. So for that alone, I'm really looking forward to the show, and it premieres tomorrow night. So yes,
nice. Good.
Finally,
yeah, I saw that trailer the other day, and I meant to ask you if you saw it.
Oh yeah,
because you're a nerd.
I am a nerd. I've actually been really excited for this for a very, very long time. So yeah. Because they're saying that there's going to be like some heroes and villains that pop up in the show that you're just not expecting. This is set in the universe with Superman and Batman and Green Arrow and
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's jump into the news.
If you've ever wondered what it would be like to have stupid amounts of money, look no further than some crazy lawsuits going on with Johnny Depp right now. Johnny Depp is suing his management group, the management group, claiming that after he fired them, his new business manager discovered some serious misconduct. He claims that the firm collected $28 million in fees that he didn't even notice.
Wow.
$28 million that he didn't even notice.
You have so much money that you didn't even notice that.
This company consistently failed to file or pay his taxes on time, he said. They failed to keep proper books for him, and they loaned nearly $10 million of his own money to third parties without his consent.
Man.
Now, of course, the company is countersuing, saying, no, 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 my friend. Don't put this on us because he's currently in foreclosure of some properties because... In their countersuit, they claim, quote, Johnny Depp lived an ultra-extravagant lifestyle that often knowingly cost Johnny in excess of $2 million per month to maintain.
Holy cow.
What? Yeah. Dude, among the examples listed of his excessive lifestyle, $75 million spent on 14 residences. He has 14 homes.
That's amazing.
$18 million spent on a luxury yacht.
Oh.
And $30,000 a month just on wine alone.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Just on wine?
Just on wine alone. He spends $30,000 a month. He also paid over $3 million to blast the ashes of author Hunter Thompson over Aspen, Colorado from a specially made cannon.
How much?
$3 million.
What?
To blast those ashes over Aspen. I don't know. Hunter S. Thompson, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Yeah. Yeah.
$3 million?
$3 million. They claim that the lawsuit's an attempt to derail some foreclosure proceedings that they're pursuing against the actor because they're trying to recover some money that he owes them. But we'll see what happens. But either way, like, man, that's some serious spending. Talk about, like, we always talk about wanting to, like, budget and take care of your finances. I just can't even.
Yeah.
$2 million. I couldn't, if I tried really, really hard, I don't think I could spend $2 million in a month.
I could. I could do it so easy.
But we work, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's not enough hours in the day to spend that kind of money.
Sure there is. Yeah. I'm just thinking in my head all the different things I'd buy.
Oh,
the Batmobile, a Batman suit, a jet boat, a giant house.
Yeah, but I mean...
I could spend it really quick.
Okay.
Super fast car.
Touché. $2 million, though.
A jetpack?
What are you up to?
I'm probably over $2 million now.
No way.
Yeah, I am.
How big is
my
this
house?
Home?
Is like $1 million house.
Okay.
And the jetpack's like 50 grand.
50 grand.
The Batmobile cost me $200,000.
Okay. All right.
The Batman costume.
You're at no, 1.2.
I want Ben Affleck's.
Okay.
That's going to cost me probably $500,000.
It's not going to cost you $500,000 for the bat suit. You are overpaying. Gosh, I know people. You know, Budweiser's known for going sentimental with their Super Bowl commercials. Usually they're about cute animals being friends.
Horses.
Just loving their owners. Stuff like that. Dalmatians getting to ride on
fire trucks. It's so funny because those commercials will come on every Super Bowl and I'll be sitting there watching them going, oh, this is great.
Yeah,
and then,
dude.
Wait a second. It's a beer commercial?
Yeah, dude.
Are you kidding?
Every time.
Get me every
time. Well, this year the ad is going to be taking it political, but they didn't mean to. Here's an interesting thing. The ad this year is about how immigration makes America great, which is crazy because of what is happening right now. Well, obviously they shot this a while back. But the ad tells the story of Anheuser-Busch, the co-founder Adolphus Busch. He came to the United States from Germany in the 1850s and did not receive a warm welcome when he arrived in America.
Did you see the commercial?
No.
I watched it this morning.
Oh.
And yeah, he gets off the boat and he's walking through town and people are shoving into him and like, get out of here. Yeah. You don't belong here. And I mean, the fact that they're saying, we didn't plan this.
Yeah, it's really like, interesting.
Man, it goes right along with what is happening right now.
Yeah, people say it definitely seems like this is a comment on President Trump's recent executive order on immigration, but Budweiser claims it is not, at least not intentionally. The rep for Anheuser-Busch said, even though it happened in the 1850s, it's a story that's super relevant today. But there's really no correlation with anything else that's happening in the country. We believe this is a universal story that's very relevant today because probably more than any other period in history, today the world pulls you in different directions and it's never been harder to stick to your guns.
Mm.
I don't know. 1850s, man. Immigrant from Germany. It's interesting.
Yeah, it you know, slam dunk. It was another great commercial.
Why do you ruin commercials, man?
Sorry, man.
I'm like, when commercials hit during the Super Bowl, I'm like, shh.
I was kind of weirded out why they've already posted the commercial.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I think they're doing that more and more now.
I don't like that.
They release them before Super Bowl.
Half of the fun of the Super Bowl is sitting there watching the commercials in between. Are you kidding? Nicole Kidman is in talks to join the Aquaman movie as Aquaman's mom.
Isn't that weird?
Kind of. Jason Momoa playing the title character. They look absolutely nothing alike. But in real life, they were both born in Hawaii. So there's that. They're both Hawaiian.
It's funny because I just don't think of her being that old, but she is.
Oh.
She could play Jason Momoa's mom.
That is crazy to me.
Dad.
Yeah. Maybe the dad's going to look super like Samoan.
Yeah. He would have to.
He doesn't have to.
Well, is he adopted in the comic books?
No.
Okay.
He's got like a...
How does he get his powers?
He has a human dad, and his mom was like a mermaid. Well, I mean, she's more than a mermaid. She was like the queen of Atlantis.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
So human normal dad. Hey, everybody. And then he's like walking on the beach, and it's like, who is this lovely creature?
Huh.
Nicole Kidman. Yeah. Half sea god, half... America.
So she's the Little Mermaid, basically.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
This is the sequel to The Little Mermaid.
It is.
Eric and Ariel have a baby, and his name is Aquaman.
That's it. Nicole Kidman has red hair.
I mean.
And one movie.
Stretch. Dana White doesn't think Ronda Rousey will ever fight again.
She, she's good, man. Her spirits are good. She's doing her thing. You know, in the conversation that I had with her, if I had to say right here, right now, and again, I don't like saying right here in it because, sure. You know, it's up to her and her thing, but I wouldn't say she fights again.
Man.
I don't know.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with it.
She got blasted her last two times in the ring, and nobody likes watching that.
Yeah.
I mean... Unless you don't like her, and then you do like watching that. In which case, you need to get a new hobby.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like watching people get hurt. And she just got...
It's probably a good time to hang it up.
Ooh! Yeah.
She's young enough, though. Maybe in 3 years, she could come back and...
Maybe.
If she...
She should just call it a day, man.
Yeah, okay.
Nunes is terrifying.
Yeah.
There are a lot of dudes in the UFC I wouldn't want to go into the octagon with her. She's terrifying, man. Scary. Terry Hatcher, she used to play Lois Lane on the Superman show. Lois and Clark back in the 90s. Well, guess what? She was just tapped to guest star on Supergirl as, quote, a major villain. I haven't watched this season.
I haven't either.
We gave up.
I'm waiting for it to come out.
It got dumb fast, really? In my opinion.
With Superman? That's too bad.
Superman wasn't terrible, but there was one storyline in particular, because it's a show we watch with our kids, and there was it just got really, like... I don't know. I don't want to say PC, but just super, hey guys, we just want to make this show about the real world and inclusivity of everything. And so we're going to change story arcs and major characters development and do things.
Why didn't they go with Tom Welling?
Oh, dude, I agree wholeheartedly.
It would have been
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. Hackers in a hotel in Austria earlier this month super hacked in and messed with the electronic key system so nobody could get into their room until the hotel paid a ransom of $1,800. Hacked the planet!
$1,800?
Yeah, man. They were like, we have ransomed your entire hotel and we will not release it until you pay us all of your money. We want it all. How much should we ask? Bro, I don't know, man. Xbox One's at least $300. We should get like, okay, we'll get one of those. What is it? So what, like a grand?
$1,800.
I mean, we got to ask for more than a grand, right? Like, how much? What do you think? What do you, like 15? Like, what? Like $2,000? No, that's too much. So like what? How about $1,800? We want $1,800.
Man.
That's it?
That's like an Austin Powers moment.
Well, why heard it? Yeah. Yeah.
$1,000,000.
Oh, man. So good. So good. Well, here's some sad news for New Mexico. Human trafficking is on the rise in our city.
It's akin to modern-day slavery, human trafficking. It's a brutal crime that has, in the past, taken the back seat when it comes to investigations and prosecutions in New Mexico.
It's unfathomable to think that we would have slavery in the modern era, but I'm here to say that it is going on because it is such a profitable business.
And it's on the rise here in New Mexico, from just 70 cases reported in 2014, 90 reported in 2015, and 118 in 2016.
These individuals have nowhere to turn. So when you think about it in terms of that the traditional law enforcement and justice systems weren't protecting these individuals decades ago and years ago, those numbers are very high because they've been enslaved for many years and exploited.
He says for the most part in New Mexico, investigations would conclude with kidnapping or prostitution charges or convictions. It takes special training and education to dig even deeper.
This type of crime is in our backyards. It's a very difficult crime to investigate, and it's a very difficult crime to prosecute, so we need everybody's involvement.
We last year we had a guy by the name of Nick from Deliver Fund on the show.
Dude.
And it was an incredible interview. We got to have him back on this year.
We really do.
Because Deliver Fund is they're the ones going out there and they're the ones out on the streets trying to stop this from happening.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's crazy. You know, Priceless was filmed here. This last year, a film that starred Joel Smallbone from For King Country and his brother Luke helped produce it. They put it all together, and that's what it's about. And they chose this area because they love New Mexico, but also, I mean, it's becoming more and more prominent right here in our city, and we don't realize it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, we definitely need to get him back on the show, talk to him more again. Out at Miami Tattoo Company.
Yeah, check out Deliver Fund on Facebook or just Google it. And those are if you're looking to support a great organization.
Yeah,
that's the
one. They're one of many, man. Yeah, somebody on the live line just chimed and said, "Do you think the increase in reporting has anything to do with the movie Priceless filmed here last year?" I don't know, man. Or maybe we're just information's coming quicker, or because it's kind of been on the radar in the last few years, people are finally starting to take notice.
Maybe.
Because it's obviously very real, very serious.
Yeah, a lot of money in it. That's why it's so popular.
It's ridiculous,
because
man.
They're making so much money.
Yeah. Ah. So here's some more scary news. There's a new phone scam where the first thing the person asks is, Can you hear me? And when you say, yeah, they record it. And then they play that recording when they use your stolen credit card to buy something and the credit card company calls to confirm the purchase.
That's scary.
That sounds kind of involved. Is that real?
That's real. Because think about it. When you say, how many times when you're doing one of those things, you know, they have to record you saying yes.
That's true.
That's all they need is that recording of you. And they can play that back. Boom. It's your voice.
But how? Okay. But if they steal your credit card, won't the credit card company still call your cell phone?
I don't know how it all works, but be careful of that because it's happening.
So just stop answering the phone. Listen, don't answer your phone anymore if you don't know.
I don't know why people answer their phones.
Stop it. Sometimes even like when it's people I know, I just don't answer the phone.
Yeah, right?
I don't like talking on the phone. Pokemon Go players on Android can now listen to music while hunting. Pokemon Go's latest patch, 0.55.0 for Android. It might not seem too exciting at first glance, but many users have found a new and important update that wasn't mentioned. Players are reporting that the latest version of the app no longer interrupts any music being played before the game starts, effectively allowing them to listen to their personal choice of tunes. Pokemon! Wow, Pokemon going.
You Pokemoning?
No, dude.
You done?
I'm done. My wife will still play that game.
Really?
I think it's because I got her an Apple Watch for her birthday. And so now it's like, you know, I can walk around with my watch or whatever.
And not have to use data?
Right.
That's cool.
So it's like, okay. Still don't get it. It's dead to me.
Ah, that's too bad.
Do you remember there for a while? For that like month when it came out? And
man, yeah.
It was cool, man.
It really did.
Simpler times.
Yeah, that's true.
It's good times, man.
It was one of those games that we thought...
Flash in the pan.
...would definitely be around a lot longer.
Yeah, I really thought it was going to be great. And then it left us. Pokemon! McDonald's is trying out a new ATM that serves fresh Big Macs in Boston. Seriously, for now it's just a one-day stunt, but if it's popular, they may show up other places too. This is seriously... an ATM that doles out nothing but Big Macs. And then we wonder why America is obese.
You'd be proud of me. My wife, she bought me a Little Mac.
Nuh-uh.
I didn't eat it.
Yes.
Didn't eat it.
Proud of you, man. Did you bring it,
changed.
Though? Because I can.
Huh?
I can eat it. Did you bring it for me?
I didn't bring it.
Oh.
Sorry.
You didn't even have to refrigerate it. You could have just kept it out and it would have preserved itself.
You know, you're right. Good morning, Starmie. Welcome to the show, Dex and Steve-O. Coming up this morning, Jeff Meacham plays Josh the White Guy on ABC's Black-ish. He'll be on the show at 8:20.
We're going big this year for Black History Month.
Mm. Coming up, four things you probably never clean for all you germaphobes out there. Good morning. We'll be back. Twenty One Pilots, featuring Mute Math, Heavy Dirty Soul, Star 88, 707.
High today of 61 degrees.
Dex and Steve-O, good morning.
Oh, hey. Traffic! Accidents report Comanche Road at Louisiana Boulevard. That happened about 15 minutes ago, so a little slow going in that area. The good news is I-25, I-40, no accidents to report at this time. And everything's looking good out there on the roads. Be careful this morning on your way into work or school, whatever you're doing. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
If you missed yesterday's show, hit the podcast. You can download it, iTunes, Google Play. Tam was on, and she threw down.
It had a 97% approval rating.
Yeah.
Really
she
good.
She threw down some rap. She threw down some, harmony?
Harmony. Yeah. It was a really, that was probably my favorite hour with Tam ever.
Yeah.
So.
It was a good time. So if you missed that, hit the podcast. You can go to star88.fm. Right there at our Morning Invasion page. You get the podcast.
Hey, speaking of the Starmie, we got a question in on the live line. Asking about their Star T-shirt they donated during the during Star Week,
mm-hmm.
And if you donated more than 95, you got a super fresh limited edition Star T-shirt. They just came in, so if you live here in the Albuquerque area and you're one of those people that donated, I know they sent an email out, but mine got caught in like the spam filter, so I never even saw my email. You can come pick them up in the studio, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's when the office hours are.
Because with us, it's all about harmony.
Huh? Harmony! Yeah.
That was good, man. We both went a little Axl Rose there at the end, but it's cool.
Four things you probably never clean.
Oh, man, I don't want to do this bit.
You are a germaphobe.
But I know that there are dirty things in my life. In fact, I'm staring at one right now, and I'm wondering if this is on the list.
Me?
Because I have the sniffles. No, not you, dumb. You do clean up, right? Like,
sure.
You shower?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking my phone.
Yeah.
Is that on the list?
No.
Oh.
Ugh. Speaking of the phone, though.
I get nervous,
because
man.
Because I have a case on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how many times do you actually take your case off and clean it? Because I hadn't done it in probably, I want to say,
nine months.
And I took it off, and oh my gosh, the dirt and filth that was collected inside was disgusting. It was so gross. I got to clean it like once a month, because your phone.
Yeah.
That's why you guys are getting sick all the time. All right, here's four things you probably never clean.
Oh, man, I just took my case off.
Yeah, telling you. Once I cleaned it up, though, look at all the dirt inside.
Yeah, I don't
know. Okay. Once I cleaned it up, it looked like a brand new phone.
Okay.
Houseplants.
What?
Houseplants.
Yeah, definitely don't ever clean those. You clean your houseplants?
Yeah, most people don't think about it, but they collect a lot of dust, which can mess with your allergies.
Oh, that makes sense.
You can wash smaller plants in the sink or just spray them down when you water them.
Dude, I am like hurting right now. I don't know if there's like actually something going around or if it's just allergies, but I'm going to go clean my houseplants.
Yeah. If they have big leaves, you can just kind of wipe them down.
Yeah, but I feel like if you water your houseplants, doesn't that get rid of the... I guess you don't water all the leaves.
Yeah, that's the problem. It collects on the leaves.
I hope Chrissy's listening to the segment. She does all the cleaning, obviously.
Obviously? What does that mean?
Well, because she has so much more time than me.
Yeah, that's not true. Not true at all.
Not even a little.
Four things you probably never clean. How about your credit cards? Wipe them down with a towel. And if there's anything on the magnetic strip, you can get it off using an eraser.
Why? Okay.
Don't use a magic eraser, the kind on the end of a pencil.
I thought you were actually going to like offer practical advice on things and help us. So far, these things are like...
Houseplants and credit cards?
Yeah, dude.
Have you ever
really...
cleaned them?
No.
Well, they say you need to.
Who's they?
Yeah,
exactly.
Question here.
Yeah.
I forgot to put the link. Darn it. Hold on a second.
No, it's okay.
Just in case,
no, I mean...
I'm doing...
This is fake news.
Okay, good. You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you state
news so fake it's probably true?
Four things you probably never clean. Reusable shopping bags.
Oh, definitely never clean those. Actually, this week we did clean those, but it's because my wife decided to become a scientist and she makes kombucha in our pantry.
Uh-huh.
Like, for real. She grows the living organisms. Yeah, I know. Her and Don got into this. I don't know what they're doing. So there's bottles. It's like Dexter's Laboratory in our pantry. She accidentally spilled it everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
So our pantry just smelled like vinegar. So we washed all of our reusable shopping bags.
Well, good. They're great for the environment, but no one ever thinks to wash them. They say you should do it every shopping trip. Wash them in cold water and hang them up to dry. Now, this is the one I think most people, because... I know Leslie. She does such a great job cleaning. Your toothbrush holder. Recent study found it's one of the most germ-infested things in your house, and it holds something that goes in your mouth twice a day.
Ugh. Wait, just twice? At least three times.
You brush three times a day?
Yeah, man. When I wake up in the morning, when I get home from work and everything.
Really?
And before bed.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
Huh.
Yeah.
Toothbrush holder. I think that's a big one.
Yeah, we definitely don't clean that often enough. We do clean that one, but think about it, man. You're like, scrub, 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 spit, spit, spit. All right, cool. And then you stick it in there, and then it just all slides down to the bottom.
Yep.
And then you drink it. Drink it after drink about a month.
Oh.
You'll never be sick.
You make me want to puke.
Just all the immunities. It just It's how you have you never seen The Princess Bride? That's how you get cured of certain things.
Stop it.
Or become immune to things by continually just sipping a little sip of poison. Just a little. To build up the immunities. Yeah? Somebody said doorknobs should be on that list.
You seriously almost made me puke. I'm not joking.
Come on, man. Somebody else on the live line said television remote should definitely be on that list.
Look at this board. Have you looked at this?
I know.
Look at how gross
it
is.
You're the only one that touches it, so I'm not fearful of getting sick.
No, go look at your workstation.
Yeah, I know.
Look at your keyboard.
Yeah, I never clean this. I don't. In fact, I don't really clean anything.
No, you don't. Yeah. Radio stations are filthy.
Well, yeah, that's why we have like spit filters, so that the spit gets on this thing, and not on our microphone.
Huh?
People share the microphone. Thankfully, nobody shares my mic. If anybody shares anything, it's your mic because your mic won. So you know,
it's true.
I don't
get sick very
DJ
often,
Bossman Dan, Meg.
I get sick once a year.
Joe.
And I think it's because
you're sharing spit with all of the coworkers.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm I never wash my hands. Hardly ever.
Do I have to put you on the list? I have a list, man.
You have a list?
If I'm in the bathroom and say
I do at work. I, of course, do at work. When I'm at home, I never wash my hands.
You're not on the list. You're not on the list.
Okay.
You walk into the bathroom. Somebody else is in the bathroom. They use the bathroom, and they walk straight out. I'm like, oh!
Who was that?
On the list.
Check out their shoes.
Yep. Look at the shoes. What kind of shoes
are those? Look at the shoes.
And then for the rest of the day, I'm like scouring the office to find the shoes, and I'm like, oh, I knew it was you. All right, on the list. On the list. Don't ever shake their hand. Can't get sick, man.
No. Someone said doorknobs. Yeah. I always grab like a paper towel from the bathroom.
Me too.
Before I open the door.
Well, you just use the one you just used, man. You don't want to waste an extra paper towel. Yeah.
Totally.
So, but yeah. Last night, I feel like I'm in college. Our dryer broke again, and I haven't had time to tear it apart to fix probably the heating element because it's blowing out cold air. Like I removed the vent and everything and turned on a cycle, and I'm like, nope, cold air, heating element, whatever. That has nothing to do with anything. But everything to do with the fact that last night we had so much laundry because we haven't been able to do laundry in a while. It was like, all right, guys, road trip, laundromat.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a laundromat in I don't even know how long. And it was like odd and Twilight Zone-y, and they still haven't changed.
Yeah.
Like it was time warp into like college life because I got there and the Parent Trap was on television. Dennis Quaid and Lindsay Lohan version.
Oh, that's
and
a bad
then
one.
Wheel of Fortune was on another one of the TVs. And so I was like, yeah, this is a good spot. So I just plopped down with my Stephen King novel and loaded up all these. It's expensive.
Yeah. It can add up real quick.
Oh, dude. And it does because they don't let you. They're smart. You can't just pop quarters in anymore. You have to use this card that you put money on, but if you don't have the right amount of change, say you only have like $1.40 on this card and you have $3 on this one, you can't combine them.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I see how you did, laundromat. I see how you did. So I spent a few hours there and just sat there, even though it was the cleanest place on the planet because it smells like laundry. And I'm like sitting in this metal chair thinking, I'm gonna get germs and die.
Yeah.
This is like the germiest place ever. I'm just going to watch The Parent Trap. I've never seen it, so I was watching it.
Oh, that's a terrible
one. Lindsay Lohan
Don't
Parent
watch
Trap
that one.
With closed captioning because, you know, laundromat.
Yeah.
That was my life last night, guys.
You know what you can do now that you are going to frequent the laundromat?
Oh, I'm not frequenting that place.
You can download shows and movies on Netflix now.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So you don't have to use data.
Yeah, except you still use data because they offered, quote, free Wi-Fi at said laundromat last night.
Oh, that's
night,
cool.
And it wasn't working. And I was like,
then you have
excuse
to
me,
it.
Ma'am, the Wi-Fi is not working. Oh, how do I say this? Wi-Fi-o es no bueno.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously, I was like trying so hard and I'm like, I don't know how to communicate. I'm just going to sit back down. That was real life. That was my night last night. Hours. And then one of the kids had baseball and all this. So Chrissy's running around like doing errands and all this stuff. And I just sat in the laundromat kicking it hard with my 13-year-old.
Wow.
I was like, this is the life, dog.
Was he bored?
Oh, so bored. Because he brought his iPad because he was like, we're gonna rock some video games. We'll connect. We'll play some games. Then we got there and it was like, no Wi-Fi.
Oh, gosh.
Didn't work. They lied to us, son. I'm like, well, that is a young Lindsay Lohan when she was still making good decisions. You're going to love this. And it's going to help you with reading because closed captioning. Enjoy, man. A whole new world.
Kids don't know how to act when there's no Wi-Fi.
Dude, for real.
Yep.
Oh!
That's the best punishment. I'm serious.
The
parents.
Laundromat or no, just well, no laundromat, Wi-Fi?
No Wi-Fi is the best punishment. If your kids are getting bad grades in school, they're not listening, you take away that Wi-Fi. Remember the story we did last year where the mom, she would, every day, she would change her password, the Wi-Fi password.
Yep.
And if they did all of their chores, then she would give them the password.
Which is great.
To the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
That's the best way. And it's funny because I'm like, I'm going to do that. I haven't even done that yet.
Right.
Because changing the password every day is kind of annoying.
Okay.
It's really hard to. I gotta change it again.
Takes like 30 seconds. Although I will say, anytime a password of mine expires, it's the hardest thing
on the planet. Oh my gosh, yes.
Because it's like, I'm sorry, your password is expired. You need to update it with these new security features. And I'm like, oh no.
That is the worst thing about technology is the password thing.
All right, I got to update my email password, and I also have to try and remember this one. So then you type it in, and it's like, we're sorry, it's not secure enough. You need to use an ellipses and the ampersand, and I'm just like, oh, no.
Yeah, that's what messes everything up.
So you're like spelling words with fake letters and caps and numbers, and then by the time you finally get a password that works, you have to reset it because you don't remember it.
Yeah. God. I don't know why. Because every single time I have to reset a password, I think to myself, I should just go to my notes and put in my password. Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu. I could write it down. And then when I don't remember it, I can go back to my notes. I don't do that. And I don't know why I don't. I have to reset a password all the time. If you have an Xbox or a PlayStation, you got to remember that one. Everything's connected now. And I usually we have about 5 or 6 passwords that we rotate. So we know that it's got to be one of those.
Yeah.
But then I end up, fine, I'll just reset it.
Yeah. No, I have to reset it every time.
And then the kids will come to me 2 days later. Dad, what's the password? I don't know. Darn it. I forgot it again. First world problems, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's the problems we face. If you're listening from another country, this is the problems we face in America.
Trying to figure out a cool password.
Yeah, or forgetting your password. Those are big problems here in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Big problems.
Dude, look at this. A listener on the live line, thank you, Starmy Nation, said, check this out for regulating Wi-Fi. And they just sent us a link to a box with Disney. It's actually this little tube thingy that regulates the Wi-Fi in your home.
Really?
What they watch, what they can download, how long they can use
it.
Yeah.
That looks great.
Yeah, I know. It's a way to manage your family's connected devices. Oh, man. My kids are going to hate you, Starmy member, but I love you so much, girl.
I'm going to definitely check this thing out.
Yeah. It lets you manage every device on your network, both wireless and wired, without ever needing to put software on them, period, the end.
Do you have to have a password?
I don't know.
Because if it has a password, I don't want it. I don't need another device that needs to have a password.
That's so true. Man.
Going crazy.
Oh, but you have to buy it.
Ugh. That's not too bad.
It's not free.
That's not too bad. I thought it'd be a lot more than that.
Yeah.
It's worth it, man. Because most of us, we're not managing what our kids are watching.
This is true.
We're allowing them to go to bed at night with their iPods and their iPads. And
Which is really bad for even grown-ups. You really need to disconnect a solid 30 minutes before you're going to bed because your mind is not... Yeah.
Yep.
I'm with you.
585 Live, you can chime into the conversation.
Check this out. Santa Fe just chimed and said, hey. Actually, they said, yo. They have apps to securely save your passwords in. There you go.
Yeah, but then you need a password for that. Don't try to sit there and tell me that, yo, here's an app where
it's
you can put...
2017, man, they use your thumbprint for everything now. You don't even need a password. I don't even know half my passwords. I'm just like, oh, yeah, touch ID? Sure, man.
That's what I need to start doing.
Yeah, dude, I do that for everything.
Or the retina scan?
No.
I would be okay with a retina scan.
Really?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Just don't get that confused with... Never mind.
I would rather have the retina scan than have to put my password in every time.
Yeah. You just stare at it. Yeah.
All right.
Is that the noise it makes?
Yeah. It just scanned my eyes. The Starmie knew what I was doing. That was a solid sound effect, man. We're on a budget.
What's your budget?
That's our sound effect.
What's your budget?
I thought it sounded magical. I like believed I was in a sci-fi film where they actually scanned my retina. So good.
Beautiful. All right. Coming up at 8:20, Jeff Meacham from the ABC sitcom Blackish. He'll be joining us. He plays Josh, the white guy.
I'm excited for this, man. Gonna be good.
Also at 8 a.m., you said Serena's gonna be on from She Ministries this
morning? Yeah, she is. She's rad.
Yeah, She Ministries, trying to help the young women of Albuquerque find other godly young women to connect with. A lot of churches in town, they have small groups. We have the connection groups here at Calvary. You got to get involved and find somebody that you can do life with, do a Bible study with, have as an accountability partner. So we'll talk to Serena about that coming up 8 a.m. for all you ladies out there who are looking to connect with people your age. All right, we're going to take a break. For the hardcore NFL fans, we have some Super Bowl facts that I guarantee you probably don't even know.
I know them all.
We'll quiz Steve-O and see if he knows.
Oh, dude. Football, yo. Football, dog.
We'll be right back.
What's going on in the news today?
President Donald Trump has announced his pick for the Supreme Court.
Virginia, New York, and Massachusetts joined Washington State in suing the president's executive order restricting refugees and immigrants. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey.
It discriminates on the basis of religion, denies our residents access to due process and equal protection of the law, and violates federal immigration law.
Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly met with reporters trying to clarify the executive order.
We are and will continue to enforce President Trump's executive orders humanely and with professionalism.
Senate Democrats managed to stall committee votes on the president's nominees for attorney general and health secretary.
Pharrell Williams' family doubled in size. His wife and their 8-year-old son, Rocket, were joined by a set of triplets.
Four 101st Airborne Division soldiers were hurt in a training incident involving their Black Hawk helicopter.
High school students in Westport, Connecticut can win $1,000 in private money by reflecting on the extent to which white privilege exists.
Good morning! 7:33.
High today of 61 degrees. Well, unfortunately, there's been an accident, I-40 East at I-25 right there on the transition ramp. So obviously, it's slowing everything down if you're traveling I-40 East bound. That is no bueno. Thankfully, that's the only accident to report at this time. But again, right there, I-40 East at I-25, slowing everything down. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Super Bowl is this weekend. Don't forget, tomorrow and Friday, Super Blow is back. That's where we predict the winner of the Super Bowl. We're 100% accurate. We put two eggs in the microwave. We write Patriots on one egg. We write Falcons on the other. And you just start the microwave, and the first egg to bloat up is the loser.
Mm.
100% accurate. We'll do it tomorrow and Friday.
Exciting. I can't wait, dude.
Chance to win some fantastic prizes.
Guys, I got to be honest about something. I think my allegiance has changed for the Super Bowl.
What? What do you mean?
Man, I've been reading so much this week about this one dude in particular, and I feel like I got to root for Tom Brady.
What? Come on. He wins all the time.
He doesn't win all the time.
Yes, he does.
He really doesn't win all the time. He goes all the time, but I don't know, man. He's like a really, really, really good dad.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems like he's a pretty good dad. That's a great thing. That's a beautiful thing.
That's huge, yo.
Well, Steve-O says he is a huge, hardcore NFL fan.
I mean.
I would like to do a round of short-term memory trivia with Steve-O.
Okay.
Because Super Bowl is coming up. Here's some questions about last year's biggest stories, okay?
Oh, great.
First one. What was the album of the year last year?
Wait, what?
What was the album? These are the big stories of last year. I want to see how well you
did. What does
that
have to do with the Super Bowl?
Well, I'll get to that. It's on here. I'll get to that. Warming you up. See how well you'll do here. What was the album of the year?
As far as what? Are we talking about being awarded a Grammy or like top record sales?
Yeah, what got awarded album of the year?
I don't remember.
You don't remember, huh? Taylor Swift was the number one album last year.
For what? 1989?
Yes, 1989. Her album, 1989.
Was 2016?
Yeah.
It wasn't 2015?
2016. These are last year, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Got album of the year at the Grammys. What act don't... Are you fact checking me?
Yeah.
Fine, look it up.
I'm going to, because I'm pretty sure...
Album of the year.
Okay. I swear that came out in 2015. Boom. That's where it actually came out, October 27, 2014.
Doesn't matter. It was album of the year last year. Thank you very much. I've gotten one wrong so far.
No, I'm pretty sure. Okay.
What actor won the Academy Award in 2016?
Ugh. Wait, any Academy Award or like
what
best
actor won the Academy Award? You don't remember, do you?
Wait! It was supposed to be Matt Damon for The Martian. But really, it was that dude in that movie.
It was Leo. It was Leonardo DiCaprio
for
Revenant.
How could I forget that? I totally forgot.
Come on, man. That's two in a row.
This has nothing to do with football.
I'm getting to it.
My brain is just not there.
What movie won the Oscar for the Best Picture? Come on. You watch the Oscars every year. Best Picture last year. Come on.
Hold on. Birdman.
Spotlight. That's three wrong.
Fail.
Here we go. Super Bowl questions. Who was the performer for last year's Super Bowl halftime show? Who was it?
Oh, gosh. Was last year Katy Perry with Missy Elliott?
No, it was not. That's four rock. Who won the Super Bowl last year?
Wasn't it the Seahawks?
The Denver Broncos won last year.
Just kidding. Obviously, just then kidding. Peyton Manning retired.
You failed on all of them. Short-term memory trivia.
That was the stupidest trivia.
Honestly, I would have gotten all of them wrong as well.
Actually, I had people texting me and going, Leo!
Leo! It's Leo!
Gosh, dude.
It's crazy. Just a year ago, it's funny how we forget. Even just who won the Super Bowl last year? Well, who was in the Super Bowl?
If you actually like thought about it for a second, it was, definitely the Broncos, obviously. Because
the Seahawks, right?
It was, yeah, but Peyton...
Peyton Manning, that he went out on top and like retired as the king.
Yeah, that's true. Here are some Super Bowl facts even the most hardcore NFL fans don't know. The first two Super Bowls were not even referred to as the Super Bowl at the time. It wasn't until when that the name was coined. Which Super Bowl was it when they coined the name?
Oh, man. This one I don't know. I could tell you who was in the first ones. Was it five?
Super Bowl three.
Oh, I mean, you said the first two weren't even called. I thought it was a trick question, so I was like, well, obviously he wouldn't give me the answer, because you're like, the first two weren't called.
Well, come on.
So I was like, maybe it was like five, they just went for it.
Oh, man, that's good.
I better start paying attention.
You better pay attention.
Phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
The NFL uses how many perfectly inflated game balls during the Super Bowl?
Oh, none, because Tom Brady's playing. Hey!
Oh, I might give you that one, but no!
Wait. Let me at least get a real guess in there, man. 30.
72.
Wow!
The NFL uses 72 perfectly inflated game balls during the Super Bowl. Got a lot of backups.
It was, by the way, it was Broncos Panthers last year, not the Seahawks.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You went with me on that.
Yeah, whatever. You didn't know either.
I couldn't remember. Which is kind of hilarious, yeah. Because it was NFC South and this year it's NFC South. And I'm really hoping that Atlanta just tanks after this year like Carolina did last year, so the Bucs just have any kind of a chance next year.
And so the year the Seahawks were in the Super Bowl, it was Seahawks-Patriots?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. The NFL didn't turn to mainstream music acts for halftime shows until...
Wait. Say that again.
The NFL didn't turn to mainstream music acts for halftime shows until 1991. Before then, it was mostly marching bands. Which... artist or group performed in 1991.
I wasn't paying attention in 91. I was a kid. I'm going to say it was...
Think about it. 1991.
Yeah, man. No, I'm thinking about it. So I'm going to say Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson?
Sure, man. Along with Bruce Springsteen.
No.
Elton John and...
Step by step, give it up. These are the new kids on the block.
It's the new kids on the block.
Obviously. New kids on the block. Yeah. Oh, come on. That's your jam, right? New kids on the block?
I mean.
Didn't you have a Wahlberg poster?
Whoa, Donnie, poster in your room? If you're going to insult me, get it right. I had a Donnie Wahlberg t-shirt and a button. Man.
My bad.
Never had a poster.
Step by step.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
Gonna get. Wait, whose jam is it? I'm sorry. You just knew all the words.
Okay.
Can you name all five new kids on the block?
Donnie.
Uh-huh. What's their last names? I want first and last name.
I don't know.
Donnie Wahlberg, Danny Wood, Jordan and Jonathan Knight, and Joey McIntyre.
Man, that's pretty impressive.
I mean.
For a 38-year-old man to publicly announce on the radio. Man card. Hand it over.
Shut up, dude. Guess what? I'm a grown-up, a dad, and a husband. I don't need a stupid man card from a random dude.
Gonna get to ya, kid.
Man card. I hate that. Gosh, it's so dumb.
It is pretty dumb, huh?
Man card.
We're
grown-ups, dude. If you man card me, I'm revoking your grown-upness.
I lost my man card long time ago.
Okay.
Long time ago. Let me find another one here. The opening kickoff has been returned for a touchdown how many times?
None.
None? Sorry, that's incorrect.
Fail.
Once.
Oh, dang it.
Devin Hester.
Yeah.
I won a flat screen TV a couple years back.
Are you serious?
3 years ago. Yeah. You know how a lot of places, though, when you buy a big screen, they have that promotion. Oh, if they run back.
I should have remembered that. It was all over the news here because I think it, like, killed BIOS.
It happened 2 years in a row at the Super Bowl. And it was after halftime. And I remember watching, because we were doing a broadcast somewhere, and oh my gosh, I lost it because right after halftime, I can't remember who it was, they ran back for a touchdown. I won my TV.
Wow.
Then happened the next year.
Wow. But after halftime. Opening kickoff.
No. After halftime.
Yeah.
So it might be smart to just buy
flat screen TV. Although, according to Consumer Reports, actually, this is the best time of year to get a television. Most people think, oh, Black Friday or these certain times of year.
Really?
Super Bowl, yes, is actually the best time. For multiple reasons. It's like they're rolling out new models, but they got the Super Bowl and deals and all the craziness.
Players on the winning team will receive a bonus of how much money for the Super Bowl?
50 G's.
$107,000.
Or 107. 50 sounded better.
Players on the losing team will receive a bonus of 53 grand.
See, that's what I was thinking. I'm just a lovable loser.
The first Super Bowl, the bonuses were $15,000 and $7,500.
Wow.
Yeah, that's still, back then, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because when you, $107,000 for an NFL player that wins the Super Bowl doesn't really seem like a huge bonus.
Right.
Compared to, you know, the millions. Yeah, but
you got to think about this. Every player, just because you have the Tom Brady on the team making millions of dollars, you've got the front lineman who is making maybe a couple hundred thousand a year that isn't the star.
Yeah.
So many different positions. The punter. How much does the punter make?
What's the minimum?
Minimum wage in the NFL?
Yeah, what's the, because it's 3-something. It's the least amount of money you can make.
Really?
I think.
Minimum salary for 2016?
$450,000. Yeah. So, man, you're a kicker. You're a nobody. You're making $415,000.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's see. So far, you're not a hardcore NFL fan.
Not really.
No.
Good news. Never actually really claimed to be. Somebody wants to know on the live line. Wait. How could it have happened twice if you just said it's only happened once in history?
No, the
running back a kickoff return for a touchdown. No. Opening kickoff.
Yeah, opening kickoff.
Devin Hester did it. Once. Opening kickoff. And then it's happened twice, coming back from halftime.
Yeah.
Sweet. According to this guy, who's just vast array of knowledge. Dex, what Super Bowl is this one we're going into? Super Bowl LI, Roman numerals. Come on, man.
Super Bowl 51.
Yeah. You were about to say 3.
No, I was
L
like,
is the 50.
I know, and then you got I, so I was like 51.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome for giving you the Roman numerals.
Thanks, man.
I mean, I just said you're welcome.
51.
Any more dumb trivia?
The Super Bowl trophy is made by what jewelry company?
Lego.
Tiffany's and Co. and cost $25,000.
Wow.
How many chicken wings will people consume on Super Bowl Sunday?
Okay, I feel like that's not a real one.
1.33 billion chicken wings. That's how much.
What's the name of the trophy? The Super Bowl trophy. What's it called?
It's called the Vince McMahon Vincent Trophy.
You were trying to read it.
Vince Lombardi.
It's the Lombardi Trophy.
Vince Lombardi.
Gosh, dude.
Yeah. Got the first word.
The Vince McMahon Trophy. Obviously.
You know, the Vince McMahon.
Because it's scripted just like the WWE. Come on, man. Everybody. Everybody wants Brady to win that ring. Am I right, everybody? You all want to see somebody who's won it so many times just do it again and make us all wonder what we did with
our
lives.
You know what? Cut his mic.
Okay.
Some of you out there are thinking, man, I'm not a hardcore football fan. I thought I was.
See, I think you can be a hardcore fan of a team or a hardcore fan of the sport or
Yeah.
Got to know this trivia, man.
Yeah, no, you don't. Seven things you should never put down the drain. Speaking of real life trivia that people maybe should know. Dexter, what are they?
Oil?
Nope.
Really?
I mean, grease, so yeah. But.
Never put down the drain.
Ever. You made me do stupid trivia, so here we go.
Man, it's this is a tough question. Legos.
I mean, that should be on the list.
You use Legos. I'm using Legos.
Touché, my friend. Grease, eggshells, coffee grounds.
Why?
Pasta, flour, the stickers on fresh produce, and expired medication. Because it can all get into the water supply if you flush it.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like most of those are pretty... Yeah, dude, you should know those. Eggshells, coffee grounds, yes. Pasta and flour, yes. I didn't know about stickers on fresh produce, but why would you ever do that to begin with?
Yeah, I always take the stickers off.
Well, I mean, you put in the trash. Expired meds, I mean, I eat those. So, a man busted for speeding says the radar caught a deer running by, not his car.
Oh, my gosh.
And what is my new favorite excuse ever to a police officer?
What is up with the amazing excuses people are coming up with when they get pulled over?
Let's see. In the last week, we've had a dude who said the wind was pushing his car.
Yep.
So it wasn't him. What was the one
we did yesterday? It was...
Oh, man, it was a terrible excuse, and I already forgot. Short-term trivia. What was the story I read yesterday, Dex?
Oh, what was it? It was really good.
Got to give this dude credit for coming up with a clever way to try and get out of a speeding ticket, even though it, yeah, didn't work out. Dude named Dennis Sayers from Haverhill, Massachusetts, was pulled over back in November for going 40 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. Facing a $105 fine, he was in court on Thursday. And his excuse was, I wasn't doing 40. The radar gun obviously picked up the deer that was running by me. Well, if he had done a little more fact-checking, he would have realized deer can't actually run that fast. And even if they could, the judge didn't buy the defense, and he upheld the original fine anyways. That was still...
Beautiful.
Solid.
Beautiful job.
According to a recent survey, 49% of us always put cream in our coffee. Gross. 13% never do. That's me. And 27% never use sugar. Also me.
Hmm.
Yeah. No cream, no sugar.
Gross.
Yeah, man.
Ugh.
Wait, what? No, straight up. It has got to be like black. It needs to be like...
Why do you like burnt stuff?
It's not burnt, dude, if it's done well. If you stopped using both of them and just took your coffee black, it would save you 70 calories a day. Boom! I'm not really counting calories. But...
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pool boy.
What's going on, guys?
Nothing.
I'm just chilling.
Remember I got that one ticket?
Yeah.
I got a ticket for going 39 and a 25.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, check it out. I have the best excuse. I get pulled over probably about 3 months. 3 months later in the same area because they were still doing the sting. And it was some chick. And she's like, hey, you were going 34 and a 25. Let me just have all your information. And then I go, I said, you know what, can you just give me a warning, please? I just got a ticket on the same street like 3 months ago. She gave me a warning.
Are you serious?
She did? I thought you were going to get in more trouble because you did it again.
As God is my witness, dude. I just got a ticket 3 months ago right here. And then she just like, you know, she'll all be back. Hold on. And then she came back and it was just a warning.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. Amazing.
Awesome, man. Huh.
All right, guys. I love you, man.
Love you too, bro. What? That never works.
That never works.
Also, slow down.
Yeah. Slow down.
Groundhog Day is coming up. And you wouldn't believe this, but hotel rates in Punxsutawney for Groundhog Day are higher than the rates in Houston currently for the Super Bowl.
That's great. I've always wanted to go out there.
Me too.
For Groundhog's Day.
Just because of Bill Murray.
The town looks really cool.
But did they film that all really in Punxsutawney?
Heck yeah, they did.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you just saying that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Groundhog Day, obviously one of the weirder American traditions, but whether it's because of Bill Murray or because we just want to be nostalgic and cling to some time of innocence or something, I don't know. This holiday is absurdly popular. According to the hotel website Trivago, the average hotel in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania is $450 for Groundhog Day. Meanwhile, the average hotel in Houston for the Super Bowl this weekend is $340, $110 less. That is crazy.
Says here that Woodstock, Illinois celebrates Groundhog Day and the making of the Bill Murray movie. Woodstock was transformed to play the part of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania each year. It's not really filmed.
Wow. And wow.
That's really disappointing.
Dude.
But they made it look just like the town.
Yeah, so here's the thing. What if you got there and it was like, it's not even like the actual town?
That would be really disappointing.
Sad and false. Is it still Phil?
Huh?
Is it Punxsutawney Phil still?
Yeah. Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
No, I know, but is Phil still alive?
Yeah, the groundhog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm pulling up pictures right now to see what it looks like.
You really are. You really care about this.
You know
this.
What? It looks a lot like Bozeman, Montana, where I grew up.
So you would want to go there.
It's a beautiful town. Luscious trees. Very green.
Here's what we're going to do. Road trip. March 23rd, we're going to be in Las Cruces, New Mexico for Rock and Worship Roadshow. Down there broadcasting live, kicking it. Why not just start going other places as well? We'll broadcast live for Groundhog Day.
I'm in.
At the ceremony.
This place looks beautiful.
Well, of course it does.
We need to go. That's on my bucket list. I want to go for Groundhog's Day one day.
I mean, in the last few years, though, Groundhog Day has just become so political. You know, you can tell. The poor Phil just is getting overwhelmed, like backbiting, the infighting over wanting more winter or getting ready for that spring.
Was it last year that the mayor got bit by Phil?
Yeah.
Was that the year before?
I don't know. I just said.
Remember
yeah.
when Phil bit him?
Oh, yeah.
Turned around and bit him?
Totally. No.
He deserved it.
I don't remember that at all.
It happened.
Remember, we just played short-term trivia and I'm terrible at it.
I know.
Ask me again who won the Oscar last year. I already forgot. DiCaprio. I'm kidding.
Thank you. Think about it for a second.
Did you really forget? Gosh. Like,
wait a second. Okay, we need to go to break. 585 Live.
Serena's going to be on the show when we're coming back.
Serena from She Ministries. If you are a young woman trying to connect and grow in the Lord.
That's me.
Well, stick around, Steve-O, because information coming out how you can get connected with Serena when we come back. Good morning.
Oh, hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
High day of 61 degrees.
Let's check the roads out there.
All right, guys, we have something very serious to report right now. If you are traveling on I-40 West, it is completely closed right now. Exit 155 at Coors and Unser Boulevard, exit 154. There's police activity in the area. Be in prayer. The police have closed down I-40 entirely due to a suicide threat. There's an individual threatening to jump off a bridge. It's in development, and we will definitely be updating you throughout the morning as we get more information. There's also an accident, I-40 West at Eubank. That's exit 165. And another accident, I-40 East, right at I-25. So the Lord just doesn't want you on the freeway. So I don't care if you use Paseo, Montana, just get away from the big eyes. Both of them. That's your look at traffic.
Thank you, Steve.
Traffic. Don't ever call me Steve again.
Okay. We have guests here in the studio. Serena.
Hello.
See?
You said her name right.
Of course.
Thank you.
Of course. You were never part of that fun.
No, he wasn't. That was Tao.
That was me and Tao.
I treat ladies with respect.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. And I was just going there.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
we met Serena last year. You started working over at SoPo.
Yeah, when I was working at SoPo, that's when we met. Yeah, correct.
How has it been so far working here? Are you all over the place now? Where are you working at?
I actually work at St. James Tea Room now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I moved to Washington for the summer to work as a camp counselor. And then I moved back and got the opportunity to work as a server there. So that's where I am right now.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's great. You brought your lovely mother with you.
I did. My lovely mother, Tracy.
Tracy.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're here, both are here to talk about She Ministries.
That's right.
Yes. Which if you're a young woman out there listening right now and you're looking to get connected into a group, then you guys want to give details
about
that.
And not just young women. I mean, this specifically, but my wife she loves She Ministries. I've got my like mason jar this morning with my oatmeal because she just did like the fun She Weekend thing where it was like, hey guys, let's do everything in mason jars now. And
it worked, right?
It totally worked.
Yeah,
totally.
He's a believer.
He's actually holding a mason jar with food in it.
I got a lid and everything, man. Yeah. It's like, okay, I guess I'm converted to the Masons.
Yeah, well, right?
That's
to my
life. That's what it was about, man. So I do a lot of hand work, like with iron and stuff. Man, no.
That's a different mason.
Yeah, totally different mason work. I had to do some weird stuff to get into that one.
So I'll skip that part.
Yes, yes, yes. So She Ministries.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're going to be launching on February 7th. We have two sessions. We have a 9:30 session and we have a 6:30 session in the evening, identical sessions.
Okay.
Live fearlessly.
Yes. Dude.
Excellent, excellent. And so, I want to tell you really quickly to come early because For the Good is coming and we have t-shirts, we have treats,
so much.
Infused water in large mason jars for everything. and so last semester, over the last summer, we thought, you know what, we need a college ministry. Mm-hmm. And so we launched that last fall.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So Serena, I said, come on, be in the college ministry. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't so sure. I'm like, is like there going to be other college students there? What do you mean? And I was like, no, just come. And so I went and it was just such a wonderful experience. Honestly, it honestly really did grow my walk. And these girls, the moderators we have this semester are so amazing and just so intentional. And when you're in college and you're a believer, it can be so hard to move forward in your faith. And I know for me, it has been a difficult journey, especially finding others that believe what I do. Mm. And this is a great opportunity, ladies, 18 to 24, to find other women who believe what you believe and are going to just encourage your walk. And you get to be in the Word together. And Lenya is an amazing Bible study teacher.
Yeah.
She gets so into it and she's so in the Word. And it's like a real education. You really do like strengthen that Jesus knowledge. So
I'm stoked you're doing this. It's so important because I think a lot of times we've got like youth ministry and then we've got like college ministry sometimes. And then you've got men's ministry and women's ministry. And I think when you hear that, you immediately just think, oh, you're talking about like 50-year-old moms and dads who really don't have much else going on. So they're just going to do that now. I'm going to not be a part of that. And that's what we think.
Yeah. I
remember the first time I went on men's retreat, I was like, dude, this is going to be lame. I'm not going to enjoy it. There's going to be nobody my age. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all these older dudes that are just going to tell me how young and dumb I am. And then I got there and I was like, this is nothing like I expected. This is amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm stoked that you're doing this because it's so vitally important. Mm. So important.
We also have an internship program for that same age group. And so what we're asking is the young women sign up and kind of help out to be part of the conference we're going to have this summer so that they have input as well. Because we care about what the young women want to say because obviously, they're not going to be young forever, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to come in to their own and be married and kids, and we want to equip them as well.
Yeah, and the wonderful part about this is even though we do break into our small groups with other college-age women, we do have a mentorship, and we do have that, you know, available to us to speak with older women and be guided in our walk with women who've kind of already walked our steps before and can tell us where to go in a biblical sense.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm just so grateful. I'm so thankful to the Lord for this group and for this opportunity to join and be there, and it's just awesome. I'm excited for it to start up again.
Well, that's great. Information comes in all over the place, man. Like, Facebook is inundated with it, and you know, to parents out there or just anybody who thinks, you know, my kid doesn't need this, or my, you know, whatever. Right. I don't need this. I've got my bros, my whatever. You don't realize how often you're getting incorrect information, or maybe it's that friend that you just value, you love, and they're trying to give you advice on life, and they're just, I mean, they're trying to do right, and yet they're giving you some really, really terrible insight or some really bad advice on the situation, but you're like, but they're my friend and I love them, so I'm just going to accept this.
Right.
Yeah. It's incredible when you get around people who love you and have walked it and want to not just like hold you accountable, but really truly guide you because they lived it and maybe they blew it and made some crazy mistakes and they just don't want to see you hurt, you know?
Right,
and so, it's such a phenomenal thing. So,
Women, we're relational and we want to link arms together, you know? And, all you have to do is, if you want to be a part of the college group, is just go online to sheabq.org, and everybody needs to register. Even if you came last semester, we need you to re-register.
Okay.
Because I take a head count for all the treats, and I don't want to miss out
on
counting you.
Yeah.
And you can pick up the book in parchments.
Okay.
On the first day, the 7th, it's going to be 40% off, so it's about $12.
Okay.
And if you have a hard time getting a book, come see me in the She office.
Okay.
And I'll help you.
So what's the study? It's Live Fearlessly. What are you guys going to be going through?
It's the book of Joshua.
Okay.
So last semester, we learned how to fight forward, and now we're going to learn how to take those tools and move forward with that.
Beautiful.
And, also the worship is amazing. Yeah. You don't want to miss the first day. It's just like a concert every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Nobody walks away with a dry eye.
That's awesome. Man, sounds amazing. So sheabq.org, get registered.
Yep.
And okay, cool. Right.
Call us if you need help. That's what we're there for in the office.
That's awesome. Man, beautiful. That's so great, y'all working together.
Like Serena this. So and Tracy, thank you.
Thank you. Cool.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
All right. We'll be back, Starmie. Hang out. Knox Hamilton, Washed Up Together, Star 88. Good morning.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Welcome. Welcome, Steve-a.
Just going to fix my mic real quick.
Thank you. If you could just fix that, that would be beautiful.
And then WD-40 in here.
Get that going.
Okay, good.
Good. Are you all right?
I think it's good. Wait.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Hey, guys, coming up here in just a few minutes from ABC's Black-ish, Jeff Meacham. He plays Josh, the white guy. It's a hilarious show. We're going to talk to him at 8:20.
I'm excited, man.
It's 8:15.
High today of 61 degrees. Traffic! We reported this just a few moments ago. I-40 East between Unser and Coors completely closed due to police activity. The police have shut down that area due to a potential jumper. Guys threatening to jump off the bridge there. Okay, so they decided to close down I-40. We will continue to monitor this because that's pretty crazy. We're praying. Also an accident right there at the transition ramp, I-40 East at I-25, as well as I-40 West at Eubank. Three accidents on I-40, well, two accidents and police activity on I-40, so seriously, man, stay away. Stay away that you look at traffic.
Traffic!
This just in. Jeff Meacham will be on the show Friday.
Oh, my Lord. I just pray for my friend Dex here that you would just touch his brain, make him less stupid.
I even put Friday on just, here, and I just didn't even realize it.
That you would just give him a mind to, like, gosh, I don't know, read words gooder.
Thank you.
That he would just be less stupid.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank
all right,
you for
I just
that.
Prayed for your brain.
Thank you.
Wrong. Just praying for your brain. I was so excited!
Hey, now it's Friday! What the heck? I had so many interviews. Sorry, I can't keep up.
Just so popular, man. Santa Fe just chimed in and told me to stop saying stoked every 15 words because I use stoked like a little teenage girl uses like. Look, I like just really like the word stoked. It's like, if I were like excited, I'd be like,
you know what?
Stoked.
Cut his mic.
Okay.
Stop saying it, man.
Just really amped, man.
There you go. Change it up. Just super electrified right now.
Just energized.
Yeah.
Jazzed, man.
Jazzed.
Out of my mind.
Super hyped.
Dude, beyond belief, you know? Just excited.
Excited, guys. So excited.
Yeah. Just burning inside. Oh, that's a different stoke. That's like when you stoke a fire.
Sorry, I
was trying to find other words.
Well, we have time to do something.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Oh, man. Is it from Jeff Meacham?
Yeah, no.
Informing us he'll be on the show Friday?
That's Friday.
We've been teasing this for 2 hours,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we have. It's Friday, guys. My bad. It's my fault. I don't know what is wrong with my brain.
Great story, bro. I
blame my mother for smoking while she was pregnant.
Oh my gosh!
What?
She didn't smoke when she was pregnant with you.
I've seen the pictures.
Oh my god!
Just kidding. I love you, Mom. All right, here's a letter we received, and you can chime in 585 live. Help this Starmy member out. My birthday was last week. And to treat myself, I got a 2-hour massage.
Nice.
Yeah, went to a fancy spa. I tried to be quiet through the whole thing because I wanted to relax. But the woman that was massaging me, no, she not so much. She kept telling me about her financial problems and her husband's medical
issues.
Nobody
wants to hear about your financial issues and like, I can't pay my bills and. Literally no one.
It completely depressed me, ruined the massage and my birthday. So I didn't leave her a great tip.
Oh.
I'm also wondering, is that something you complain about? Should I have complained about her? Was this depressing woman just trying to get more money out of me? I don't know. I don't know. I've only had one massage my whole life. And for me, it was the worst experience ever because it
Same
was
here.
Weird and uncomfortable and
Helga,
awkward. Yeah,
the queen of the damned.
Yeah.
And she came in and just like killed me.
Yeah.
She was from the Vikings TV series, but not like the cool one that was like a warrior. This was like the cook that boiled things.
I get it.
And she was terrifying.
Bigger hands than you.
Yes. Yes. And it was like I was expecting Inya and candles and just relaxation. And I got polka music and Helga.
Man.
Yeah.
It didn't feel good? The massage didn't.
The time of my life. Ooh. Miss you, Helga. Huh?
What?
No, I hated it.
I hated every second. I didn't like my experience.
I was uncomfortable.
Either.
It was weird.
And I get it. You know what? Some people, they enjoy it. It's relaxing. It's not for us, apparently.
It has nothing to do with like the modesty of it. It's not like, oh, well, I had to strip down a little
bit.
No,
nothing to do with that.
It was like a towel and it was like, get down to where you're comfortable. I was like, word. Woo! Oh, I got to wait till you leave. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that next time.
I might be
never coming back.
Then maybe I'm different than most, but maybe I kind of have an old school way of looking at the way that I am as a man. I think putting lotion on as a man is weird.
You're dumb.
I'm just saying, tattoos. Hold on. I'm just saying.
You have dry skin.
Who cares?
You should moisturize.
I don't care.
Oh,
when guys think that they need lotion because their hands are dry, that's weird to me.
Why?
Because I'm a man.
You don't want to take care of your skin?
No, it's my skin. I don't want to take care of it. I don't care.
But you take care of your body at the gym because you care about it? Snap.
Yeah, okay. I'm starting to think that way. Maybe that's why I'm
put beard oil in your beard now because I told you
it smells nice.
It does smell nice. It's great, man.
Yeah,
that's pretty manly.
And you know, I like to shape my beard.
Yeah,
you know, anyways,
I'm just saying, that's not like old school manly.
There's like
man.
little things like, you know, the guys do, whether they get their eyebrows waxed or things like that.
Guys don't do that.
They do.
No, they don't.
Of course they do.
On TV shows, maybe.
No, they do.
On the CW.
Guys, a lot of guys go and get their pedicures and the manicures.
Don't.
Yes, they do.
Name me three dudes.
John Dotson.
He's a UFC fighter.
Carlos Condit.
Also a UFC fighter.
And Frank Mir.
All UFC fighters.
Exactly.
That doesn't count. And you should definitely not mock them for that.
I'm not mocking them at all. They can do it if they want to. Anyways, I've always been that way. I'm a guy, and so I don't need those things. And so massage, if I have problems with my back, I got problems with my back. It's just part of being a dude.
No, I feel you on that because my wife's constantly like, you need to go to the chiropractor or get a massage. And I'm like, nah, dude, I'm good. Oh,
yeah.
Somebody carry my guitar. I can't feel my left side. Yeah.
That's just kind of the way I am. I just don't really feel like I need to get those things.
Where is this going, man?
Anyways, back to the letter. This person was getting a massage, and the whole time they were the masseuse was talking about her financial problems, talking about her husband's medical issues.
Gosh.
That would be
tough. No, it's terrible.
Because you want to relax.
Yeah, somebody said complain, dude. Yes, complain. Good for leaving a bad tip. Santa Fe chimed in and said, that's terrible bedside etiquette. Usually my masseuse will ask how I'm doing. We'll catch up for about 10, 15 minutes maybe. Then the rest of the massage is silent and relaxing because that's why you go to get a massage.
Yes.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yes.
Man, good on you for paying.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's, people are different. Some people would probably be okay with this woman talking because that's their personality.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they are. And they like to have a conversation.
Man, I don't know. Wait, was that a dude that chimed in? Sorry, I just saw the name. I'm totally putting that guy on blast. I'm sorry.
I don't know. That name could go either way.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Somebody just chimed in and said, I was between sleep and waking up when my alarm came on. You guys were talking about the Super Bowl. I started dreaming. You guys ended up in my dream.
Really?
You were playing Super Bowl trivia and Steve-O had a weird phone and we were at the mall. Sweet, man.
Hey, head on.
We're dream dudes.
We're dream dudes.
You know how that makes me feel? I'm stoked.
Stop it.
Elated.
Knock it off.
Excited.
No.
Electrified.
Don't.
Moved.
Quit it.
Touched.
Stop it.
Stirred.
No.
Fired up. A tingle.
That is not cool.
Okay.
585 Live. We got a letter. My massage therapist depressed me.
Oh, man. Liveline just chimed in and said, what you do is you complain. Then she'll get fired and have even more financial issues.
Jeez. See, and that's the other thing. I never want to complain.
You're not good at your job, man.
That's true, but... someone's life and livelihood and what if they have kids and you're responsible for them getting fired?
Okay. Somebody's like agreeing with you here because the live line just trying to say, whoa, as a Christian, always leave a good tip anyways. If your service was bad, leave a good tip anyways. If you have a rude waitress, leave a good tip anyways.
I, you know what? I like that.
Of course you do. I don't know how I feel about that one, man. I get it. It's like, hey, but doesn't that just perpetuate and condone terrible work?
I know.
Like, scripture talks about a worker being worthy of his wage. If they're worthy of a terrible wage because they're terrible at their job, maybe
you could leave a good tip, though, and
yeah, here's a good tip. Get a job you love. Do something that you don't dread and hate like a succubus of life.
Would it be rude during the massage to... call her out and say, hey, I don't mean to be rude, but I don't really feel like talking much.
See,
that'd be hard to do.
I have a hard time with that because sometimes even at like getting my hair did or whatever, like when I go visit, I mean, that's different because it's GAT. And so we always have a good conversation. But there are times like when I'm getting my hair shampooed or something, you know, like they're like, hey, go shampoo this dude's hair or whatever. And I'm like laying back and they're like, so... I don't know you. Where are you from? You know, and I'm like,
And then you start talking, but I'm like, I can't really hear you because you're shampooing my hair and there's water in my ears, you know? Like, it's always odd to me, but I don't think I've ever been like, hey, stop being a kind human. But that's a different situation.
Yeah, this is an hour massage.
This is specifically a massage, and an hour massage doesn't sound cheap.
Wait, this is a two-hour massage.
Oh, gosh.
She got a two-hour, we don't know if it's a girl or a guy.
It's a dude.
This dude
got Billy? Are you kidding me? That's a dude name.
I know a girl's name, Billy.
Blasted him.
They got a two-hour massage at a fancy spa.
Alamogordo says, maybe if she didn't do that, she would not have financial problems. That's true. If she was better at her job, she'd get good tips. Just saying.
Yes.
Ray from El Paso. It's like trying to watch football while your wife wants to talk about something else, yo. Dude, that's why you got to marry the good one. Chrissy hates talking during sports. I'm like, man, I love you. It's like sports are on. That's why we don't do Super Bowl parties. Are you guys coming over for the Super Bowl?
It's a good question.
I mean, if you do, you can totally come. Leave the kids. Don't bring your kids.
Don't bring the kids?
No, man. We won't watch football. We don't want to be interrupted.
It's true.
I'm just kidding. They can play video games in the other room.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, somebody said, yes, reward mediocrity. Give awards to all the losers as well.
Oh my gosh.
I love you, Starmy. Our Starmy Nation is just growing and saying great things. My boy Andrew chimed in and said, I used to be a massage therapist. Talking is a no-no unless client is talking to you. Otherwise, zip it and make it relaxing.
Yeah, I feel like that would be something that they train you.
Yeah, for real.
To not do.
That's not why it's okay to say something. That they did not do their job well. It's like, well, my waiter spilled food in my lap and I got a crazy dry cleaning bill now. But I really don't want to complain because, I mean, you know, I'm a Christian. So I'm just going to turn the other cheek literally because I have to pay for my pants.
Yeah. I really want to try to get my wife on the phone here because she has a crazy story about how she got a massage.
Is she Billy?
No. She got a massage from a blind woman.
Dex.
I'm not joking. That's why I got to get my wife on the phone.
Are you trying to get us fired?
No.
You want her to tell the story with me in the room?
Let me finish. It's true. I didn't really think this through.
I'm not really good at holding my tongue.
My wife was in this situation a few years ago, and she paid good money to get a massage, and the woman ended up being blind. And you know how they can put hot rocks on you?
Okay, please stop talking.
I got to get her on the phone so she can share the story. Because it was really unbelievable.
I would love to hear this story, honestly. And it's a great topic. We want to know. With Liveline's blowing up. Starmy Nation, love you so much. Wisconsin just chimed and said, whoa. Is it being a good steward of your money to tip someone who doesn't do a good job? No. No, it is not. That's what they're saying, not me. I'm just emphasizing it. Cruz just chimed and said, yes, call her out. Why would you want to get her in trouble, you snitch? Wow. Okay. As a massage therapist myself, it's not rude to say you just want to relax. Okay. All right. Tempe, Arizona chimed in, though, and they said, I actually agree with the generous tippers. We're a witness wherever we go, and you never know if that person will show up at church or a small group. Yeah.
585 Live, you can chime in. We'll call my wife.
Somebody else said, it's like when the dentist tries to talk to you. Dude, faux real. Somebody said at this point, I say, hi. Hi, Leslie. Hold on. Liveline's chiming in. Hold on, yo. At this point, I say you call the spa and let them know what happened. The therapist needs to know that her behavior is completely unprofessional, and maybe you'll get a free massage out of it.
Okay, so the letter we got, in a nutshell, this guy went and got a two-hour massage at a fancy spa. They wanted to relax, but the whole time while he was getting the massage, the masseuse kept talking about her financial problems, her husband's medical issues, and it completely depressed me, ruined the massage, and my birthday. So I left her a bad tip. Question is, should I complain about her? Was this depressing woman just trying to get more money out of me? My wife's on the phone because wasn't it a few years ago that you got a massage from a blind lady?
Yes, it's true. I did. My sister and I were in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we went to get facial and massages. So while one was getting a massage, one was getting a facial. So my sister went in and had the massage first. I was getting my facial. And then as we're switching rooms, my sister tries to mouth something to me about her massage and, like, showing like she's in pain almost. So I didn't know what she was talking about. So I go in there, I lie on the table, and it's dark in there, and you know, the massage, and the masseuse doesn't come in until we were ready for them. And the door opens, and I just hear this, like this banging sound, like someone trying to feel their way around the room.
Like they had a cane?
I don't know. My face is down in the massage chair, so I couldn't see anything. So I just heard these noises, and then she starts to do her massage, and she gets these hot stones and starts rubbing them down my spine, and it hurts so badly. I was like, oh my gosh, that's a little too much pressure. Can you not do so much? And she just kept going and going, and I get up and I get out of there, and my sister and I go to pay, and then she comes out of the room and she's totally blind.
Unbelievable.
That's cool though, yeah. Man.
What?
No, it wasn't.
She has back problems to this day.
Whatever. Yeah. You got a massage from Daredevil. That is awesome.
That would be amazing. He would do such a better job.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I think it's cool, man.
But you know that the big thing is because I remember asking you, why did you pay for it? If you got hurt or injured, why would you pay for it?
I mean,
because my sister paid for it. It was for my birthday, so
that's cool.
That's why.
Happy birthday! You'll never it's a memory you'll never forget. You're welcome.
I don't walk right now. I walk in circles all day because one leg's shorter than the other.
Okay. Thank you, soul coughing.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. So, what do you think in this situation with this person who got the 2-hour massage, and the masseuse is sitting there talking about their financial problems, medical issues that her husband has? Would you say something, or would you? What would you do?
You gotta say.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes people just need. Maybe they just needed to vent, and maybe you were there for a reason. I don't know. That's a hard question.
You know what? That's a good way to look at it.
Look at Leslie being a sweet human.
Maybe this is a chance to...
I didn't even think about that aspect because I'm selfish.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's an opportunity to share Christ with them.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's... I don't know. I mean...
Way to go, guys.
That would be really annoying, but I don't know. That's a tough one.
Hmm. All right. Thank you. Love you.
Yeah, we'll see you at the gym at 11:30. Love you. 11:30.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, see, she just said K-bye.
Okay.
That means you're not going to the gym with me today.
I'm
gosh.
Going.
Coming up, we got to call my buddy, who is a masseuse.
Okay.
He's going to help us out.
Good. 585 Live. You can chime in on the conversation. We'll be right back.
President Donald Trump has announced his pick for the Supreme Court.
Virginia, New York, and Massachusetts joined Washington State in suing the president's executive order restricting refugees and immigrants. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey.
It discriminates on the basis of religion, denies our residents access to due process and equal protection of the law, and violates federal immigration law.
Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly met with reporters trying to clarify the executive order.
We are and will continue to enforce President Trump's executive orders humanely and with professionalism.
Senate Democrats managed to stall committee votes on the president's nominees for attorney general and health secretary.
Pharrell Williams' family doubled in size. His wife and their 8-year-old son, Rocket, were joined by a set of triplets.
Four 101st Airborne Division soldiers were hurt in a training incident involving their Black Hawk helicopter.
High school students in Westport, Connecticut can win $1,000 in private money by reflecting on the extent to which white privilege exists.
Welcome to the program.
It's a good program.
Steve-O. 8:43.
High today of 61 degrees.
I-40 still all...
Completely closed, guys. Wow. Unfortunately, I-40 is still closed off. If you're just joining us, there was or is in progress. Suicide attempt on the bridge between Coors... All the way back to Unser, they have it completely closed, I-40 west and east, both directions. So, man, be in prayer for the entire situation right now.
Yeah.
APD on the scene. And, we will keep you updated
as we learn more and more. But that's what it's looking so far. Unfortunately, there's also an accident. The left lane is blocked. I-40 West at Wyoming, as well as I-40 West at Eubank. So two accidents there. It is a mess on the interstate right now. So be very careful this morning.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Before the break, we were reading a letter we received from the Starmie Nation. I had my birthday last week, and I treated myself to a two-hour massage at a fancy spa. I tried to be quiet. I just wanted to relax, because that's what you do. You want to relax.
Yeah, get a massage, yo.
The woman, the masseuse, she kept telling me about her financial problems, her husband's medical issues, completely depressed me, ruined the massage my birthday. So I left her a bad tip. Should I complain about her is one of the questions. A lot of people in the live line said, yes, you should complain. Yes, you should leave a bad tip. My wife did bring up a great point. You know, how maybe, I mean, think about this woman. She is going through a hard time. She's going through hardship.
Yeah.
Her husband is dealing with some medical stuff and, you know, they're struggling financially. And here she is trying to talk to somebody about it because that's what we do sometimes. Sometimes we, when we're going through it, we feel like we need to share it, you know, to try to see if anybody out there can either help us or sympathize with us. And you're not maybe even realizing, man, I probably shouldn't be doing this at work.
Yeah.
But maybe she needed somebody at that point.
By the way, your wife chimed in with her story about going and getting a massage. From a blind massage therapist, by the way.
Yes.
Somebody said, stop saying masseuse. It's massage therapist.
What's a masseuse then?
I don't know.
Is that...
What's a masseuse with you? Hey. Okay. Somebody said a lot of people, this comes from Gallup, a lot of people in places like China, they teach people, blind people specifically, for massage therapy so they have a job.
Yeah.
True story. Somebody else said, I drive people with disabilities. There are actually a lot of blind massage therapists here.
Nothing wrong with that at all. But yeah. My wife's back has never been the same.
Yeah. I mean, that's too bad. Leaving a tip for junkie service is like when Christians work for another Christian and do a bad job and believe it's okay because they're both Christians. Why does this mean you can be okay with mediocre service? We don't have to be doormats. You should say something. That comes from a Starmie member. Somebody else said, having been a server, I expect to get paid based on my performance. Sometimes getting a poor tip alerts me I may not have been doing my best. Man.
Okay.
Somebody said, dude, it's a week later. They're not going to do anything now. Should have said something right away. It's going to look like they made it up and they're just trying to get their money back or something. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Got to say something.
You probably should say something. Maybe. I don't know.
Did I just change your mind?
I don't know where I stand with this.
I was trying to get my buddy Jason on the phone. He is a massage therapist, but unfortunately he was about to go into a session or whatever, so he couldn't. But yeah, I want to know. Everybody
looks at it differently.
Yeah, you know? But I feel like as a profession, that's why I wanted to talk to him. He's a professional in this industry, and I do kind of think that rapping about your horrible life situations while you're trying to give somebody a massage to, like, relax them is the worst way to go about it.
Some people have that personality. Some people just love to talk and share everything.
Yeah.
I'm the complete opposite of that.
Yeah, you are.
Kind of like I always get, so for some reason, I always get hooked
you're like
up.
A walnut. You have a really hard shell. It's really hard to, like, break that.
Yeah, and I'm okay. I'll listen, and that's fine. I don't know if this would ruin my experience at all, just because I'm not... I wouldn't go to a massage just so I could relax. But I think we need to be careful, and we need to start looking at these situations that we are put in as opportunities. You know?
So you think for the Starmie member chiming in with this letter, it could have been an opportunity to maybe witness to him or talk to him about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe this person needed them at this moment.
Yeah, I don't know, man. There's a time and a place. I agree that there's, but somebody said I think she was tip fishing. Oh, man, my finances are so bad. Hit me that 20-0.
Could be.
Somebody else said the therapist should not use clients' time as a counseling session. Clients are there to relieve their own stress and not take on someone else's stress.
Yeah.
You should report them.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that she is talking about her financial problems and her husband's medical issues.
Yeah.
That, in a way, does scream trying to get a little more money out of him.
Yeah.
Which is very unprofessional, if that's the case.
Just saying. Just saying. See, the funny thing is I'm talking about this. That's why I wanted to call Jason. So my buddy Jason, we've been friends for years and years and years and years. One of my oldest friends. He's a massage therapist. In fact, this last year, Chrissy got a massage there. And they're trying so hard to get me to go. And I've been to a massage therapist once in my entire life. And it was just like, I wasn't uncomfortable. It wasn't like weird. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't need that in our life, man.
Yes, we do.
Nah.
You talk like that, then I'm like, ugh, you're an idiot. Then I'm like, wait, I'm an idiot.
We don't need it.
I'm going to reconnect it right now.
Why do we need it?
What do you mean?
We don't need a back massage.
Well, I mean, he works on like UFC fighters and you know what I mean? Like
okay.
he, yes, you do actually. And that's why I want to
get him.
He's
a chiropractor.
Out. No, but he's not a chiropractor because isn't that like a doctor? Yeah, they're different.
True. Yeah.
They adjust things.
Okay.
He fixes things. Works on fighters and my bride.
Anybody, really?
She's married to me, so
yeah.
It's like being in the octagon.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
It makes sense if, you know, if I was a fighter, but I got knots all over my back. Who cares?
Oh, my gosh.
Big deal. I'm a man. It's my life.
You are so stupid. You're that guy.
I'm that guy.
You don't have to be that guy anymore, man.
I don't really care, though.
It's okay.
No big deal. No bigs.
Somebody said, I guess I'm feminine. I need lotion because I have really dry skin. My hands are worse because I wash them multiple times a day after using the restroom.
That's ridiculous.
I drink a lot of water, so I'm constantly going to the bathroom. My hands will start hurting from being so dry. I also get therapy massages because I want to take care of my body so I can live healthier and active lifestyle.
I think you need therapy to really look into that deeper issue that you have.
You know what, man? We're going to go. We're going to hit up my buddy Jason White, and we're going
to
go.
All right, maybe I need to go again. Maybe
we're going
to
get a massage. I don't know how you being an idiot has somehow talked me into it, because I don't want one. I've never wanted one.
You don't need one.
But because of your stupid reasoning, I feel like I have to get one, because I'm like, oh, I got to counteract your...
Why should I pay for something that I don't need?
Well, you don't...
Do I need it?
I mean, maybe.
I don't need
your
it.
Your back's really that messed
no,
up?
No, it's not messed up. Really isn't.
Well, I'm a man.
Tam walked in the other day.
We collect knots, bro.
Tam walked in the other day, and
I'm a nautical engineer.
She grabbed my what muscle's that? My shoulder trap, my trap muscle. And she goes, "Hi, Dexy," and gave it a squeeze. And she was like, "Oh my gosh,
yeah,
you're back." Yeah. She's the massage therapist,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she was freaking out because. You need to get that checked because that is just not okay. And I'm like, what are you talking about? That's the way my back is all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
It's normal for me.
I mean, just, okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Yeah.
Ow.
And I don't think I would want to have a nice, quiet, relaxing massage hearing about other people's problems.
Yeah,
then
dude.
Again, I wouldn't go to the massage because I could just pop my back on my own.
Yeah.
See, a little bit on my own.
That's why I have kids, man. They walk on my back.
Okay.
Yeah, my massage.
Self-sufficient.
I'm telling you.
Free, sort of.
Look at what you're doing. You're perpetuating this quote, man,
I'm telling
manliness.
You, if you have a child that's like the 12, 13 years old and under, have them walk on your
get
back.
Get out of my life.
It is the greatest get massage out of my life. Ever.
Live lines chime in. Somebody said I'm a massage therapist, and I hate hearing horror stories like these. It sucks. Surprising they even left a tip. He should have said something when it happened. I'm a 27-year-old widow and have tons of sad stories, but I never talk about it with my clients unless they want to talk. I let the client initiate the conversation. Randy in Indiana chimed in and said, when I get a massage, my massage therapist and I talk, now I find the mood to have quiet time, I'll tell her, hey, need some quiet time.
Ooh, quiet time.
Somebody just chimed in and said, well, Dex talks about his financial problems for 4 hours every day. What should we do?
Okay, that's you didn't need to read that. I'm dumping you.
No! Don't you do it. Don't you do it. No, don't do it.
Don't do it. You can't say that.
The good news is, we don't, man. It's a kinder, gentler day. Dex, stoked. He's elated.
Quit saying that.
He's moved.
Stop.
He's stirred.
Move on.
Just electrified.
You know what? Cut his mic.
Okay. Somebody said he should have just told her it puts the lotion on the skin.
No.
No. Somebody else. People are just chiming in with therapists and different massage people. I guess people want us to go get a massage now.
585 Live. You can chime in. I think we well, I don't know. You got a bunch of different advice, Billy. You did.
Yeah.
I don't know where. I don't know if this person was trying to get more of a tip out of you. I don't know if this woman was just in a bad spot and she really just needed to talk to somebody.
Somebody chimed in,
I don't know,
and said, as a Christian, you got to live in the tension between grace and truth. Tell them in the situation, hey, man, this is bothering me. Like, here to relax. But then still thank them and tip them well at the end. You got to give grace and be truthful in the moment if you are wanting to live like a Christian. That's an interesting thought right there. So you offer that up and let them know that you're not down, and then still give them a tip and thank them.
Yeah, I guess, you know, that's good.
You're kind of doing both. Call my boy Jason. He is a massage therapist.
He's a masseuse.
Call him that. See what happens. He's gonna punch you.
He can't.
He probably could.
Hello.
Yes! Welcome to the show.
Our local masseuse.
He is not a masseuse.
Okay, why can't you... What is that not a name anymore? Did they not use that?
I mean, it's very old school, so it's, you know, kind of like 50s-ish.
Okay.
So it's just outdated. So a massage therapist is a little bit more of the updated terminology that we prefer.
Yeah, it's like how we're not DJs anymore because we don't actually spin records.
You're right. Sorry.
Touch a disc.
Yeah, I get it,
we
man.
I don't even know what CDs look like anymore.
Sorry.
Okay. Just saying, man. So, Arizona just chimed in on our live line and said, from Tempe, quit being squeamish and go get a massage. I'm 45. I can still run, swim, lift, because I get a massage every month. Y'all need to do that with all the crossfitting you do. Jason, you're a professional. We go to the gym every other day, and we're lifting stupid amounts of weights. Will you talk to my friend Dex here about the reasoning behind actually getting a massage?
Sure. I mean, I think most people know that the benefits of massage are, like, tremendous, right? It's not just, yeah, you can go and relax and, you know, get your body pressed and, you know, feel some relief for sure. But I think for those who are physically active, those who are, you know, with regular exercise and pushing your body to limits, if you're either working towards some type of like athletic goal, whether you're like a triathlon or, you know, what you guys are doing, CrossFit, is that right?
Yeah, dude. Mm. Yeah. And then so Dex goes home and sits on the Xbox.
You're punishing your bodies, right? I mean, you're putting yourself through a ringer every single day or every time that you go to the gym. And your muscles have, at some point, they're going to fatigue out.
Right.
They're going to lose the suppleness that they need in order for you to, you know, exert the best amount of strength that you can out of the muscles. So if you get massage regularly, what we're able to do is just push out some of that lactic acid that you're building up inside of the tissue.
See?
That's why my arm falls asleep.
Maintenance.
See?
Well, I mean, if you're feeling like numbness or tingling sensations in your wrist, it could be like a nerve impingement in your cervical vertebrae.
Oh.
So I think, you know, body work is definitely a necessity. It's not something that, you know, you should be going and getting just when you don't feel good.
Okay.
Or, you know, if you don't feel good, then it's already too late. You know,
gotcha.
It's like at that point, we're doing recovery. And the goal, if you'd get massage regularly, is so that way you don't have any injuries at all. So it's super professional. It's definitely needed. You know, and we have an opportunity to move people in a direction away from pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah,
and all we're doing is old, very, very old medicine, and we're using touch. And, you know, it's a connection that a lot of people, like you mentioned earlier, you know, it's something that we're constantly trying to find a connection with another person or, you know, faith or belief, and we're constantly chasing, and we need that connection. So
beautiful.
Getting massage, you know, I think is... it's a very simple way to to give you some of that comfort without having to deal with.
It makes sense.
You know, he just changed your life.
Going to the doctor.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
That's it, Jason. See, I just read that five love languages book, and my love language is touch, so I'm coming to see you soon, buddy. Wait. I just... That sounded weird.
All right.
I didn't mean it like that, but I love you, buddy. I love you, man.
Love you guys.
All right.
Take care, guys.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I love that dude so much.
I'm in. I'm a professional athlete right now. I need to take care of my body.
You really do exert stupid amounts of energy. Today we have deadlifts, and you're going to be lifting dumb amounts of weight because you're like, I can do this. And you're going to just, man, how is it that I was like the advocate for not getting massages and now I'm like amped?
For King and Country, priceless. I'm excited to see that movie. DVD, it's out next week.
I mean, I don't know. Do you want me to, is that, are you wanting me to look it up? Am I like the
If you could do that, that'd be great. Okay. Great. Our good friends from that band right there.
Yeah.
Joel.
Luke.
Luke.
Well, Joel stars in it. Oh, yeah. February 14th.
Next week.
Yeah, next week.
Out on DVD.
I'm gonna have to nab that.
Filmed right here in the ABQ.
Yeah.
So then it's about sex slavery. What goes on right here in our backyard? And we were talking this morning during the news how here in New Mexico, since 2014, we've seen the rise in sex slavery here in New Mexico. It's crazy. It's just becoming such a problem. And we don't even think about it. We don't think that stuff's happening in our city. But it is. These women, they don't know how to get out of it. You know, they're captured and they're beaten. They're hooked on drugs. And that a lot of times how they control these women is through drugs. And it's so sad.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, when we watch pornography, that is contributing to.
Yeah. Anytime these women. We have a Moore on the show or Christine Kane or talk to. Yeah.
Yeah. Every time you click, it's like, even if it's free, a free video that you watch online, if it's a free video, every time you click that's a good thing for the porn business because. The more times people watch and view these videos, the more money they make. So when you are, if you're struggling in that area with pornography, that's one thing that you can think of is these women are trapped in, I can't even imagine. This it has to be just a nightmare.
Hey, we need to let people know about a situation that it's going down right now because people are, on the live line going, what is happening? Just got a text on the live line. Somebody wanted to know, what is going down on I-40 eastbound? And then they said, wait, JK, westbound. It's actually both. I-40 is completely closed right now between Rio Grande, exit 157 and Unser on the west side. And on the right side, it's I-40 east between Unser, exit 154, all the way down to Coors at 155. There is a jumper right now on the bridge threatening suicide. So the police have completely closed I-40 east and westbound to attend to this person. Be praying. And as I mentioned earlier, we will be keeping up to date on what happens with the situation. Also, I-40 west at Wyoming, there's an accident. The left lane is blocked there. But yeah, potential jumper over the bridge on I-40 right there by Coors and Unser area. So,
ugh.
Yeah, dude. We'll keep you apprised of the situation.
You know, just, you know, talking about, you know, the jumper and then we were talking about sex slavery. And
right.
I mean, today, as you go into work, as you, you know, whatever you're planning on doing today, I've really been trying to it's kind of a challenge, I guess, to take to look at our city with different eyes. You know, how can we really impact our city today?
Yeah.
What little things can we do? Just little things. If we all of us did that today, whether it was just helping somebody else out, whether it is just having that conversation with somebody, whether it's seeing somebody in need and if you're able to meet that need, doing it. You know what? That's one thing that we can do. We want to see our city change. We want to see this city turn around because it's bad right now.
Yeah.
Those are little things we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. An update to the story. It is a female. She is armed. And police officers say they're working on getting her into custody. She's threatening to harm herself. She hasn't threatened anybody else around her yet. But yeah, female armed right there at Interstate 40 at Unser eastbound and Rio Grande westbound. They're completely closed due to the unpredictability of the situation because, again, she is armed. So avoid that area completely.
Mm. Everybody pray.
Yeah.
Right now, because that's a terrible situation.
Excuse me.
Just love each other today, guys.
Yeah, dude.
Love each other.
Somebody on the live line, Farmington, they chimed in. They want to know what the movie was called. We were just talking about Priceless is the name of the film, starring Joel Smallbone of For King Country. Cruz just chimed and said, hey, man, everybody listening needs to pray, because if everybody listening prays for the jumper in this situation, imagine what miracle could happen.
Mm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Here is a story out of Kansas City. A guy started harassing a bus driver on Saturday and then attacked her.
Whoa.
He was riding the bus at the time, walked up to the front after it stopped, put the 45-year-old driver in a headlock. Her name is Lynn. She was terrified. Luckily, there was a 56-year-old guy on the bus named Rodney who walked with a cane and immediately stood up out of his seat, got to the front of the bus, and started beating the guy with a cane.
Yes! I'm applauding this. Is that okay?
Yes, it is.
Yes!
Yeah, remember the bus driver? She's in a headlock from this crazy guy just beating her up. So, yeah, Rodney gets up, 56 years old, has a cane, just starts beating this guy. He bashed him 15 or 20 times hard enough that his cane broke.
Wow.
Then he kicked him off the bus, told him he'd keep beating him if he tried to get back on. Made sure he didn't until the cops got there. A video of the whole thing. It's not clear what the guy's being charged with, but a store that sells medical equipment ended up giving Rodney two new canes on Monday to replace the one he broke. And the city thanked him by giving him an unlimited bus pass so he could ride free for life. How cool is that?
Man.
See? Situations
huge
like that.
Yeah.
Steve and I watched this this crazy video. I think it was yesterday. On a bus. And the bus was parked. And there was a truck.
I've been thinking about this all week.
Yeah, the truck. 40 miles an hour, I think the truck was going.
Yeah.
And T-boned the bus. And the video on the inside of the bus. Oh my gosh, there was a guy that it directly hit and basically threw him over to the other side of the bus. And there was another person, legs, you know, like it was crazy. So this truck is inside the bus.
It was unreal. And what's crazy is you can see from inside the bus cam, there's a sweet lady sitting across from the gentleman. And she just happens to look up at the right time and says, she just says, oh my gosh. Like, that's all she has time to get out. And the dude turns to look behind him and jumps
as the truck
just crashes into the seat where he was just sitting.
It is an unbelievable video.
He barely escaped with his life.
What kind of shocked me and the people in the back that weren't affected by it,
right,
they immediately jumped up and got out of the bus as fast as they could. There was no, is there anybody okay?
Right.
Because I would hope and I would think that I would not jump off the bus right away, that I would run to the aid of these people that were just crushed by this car.
Well, we're talking about New York.
Are they?
I mean,
he's shining a bad light on New Yorkers right now.
I mean, I'm just.
But it's those situations, you know, you see somebody.
It was upstate New York, to be fair. We're talking about Syracuse.
How many times, you know, even in the city, we see crime happen all the time that we just, you know, we turn a blind eye.
He was driving 40 miles an hour, the driver of the pickup. He was getting off an exit ramp right from the freeway. So he's driving pretty fast. He gets off and realizes that traffic has stopped in front of him. So he swerved out of the way to avoid hitting stopped traffic in front of him and went off the road, hit this grassy medium, and launches into the side of a city bus.
Gosh.
Stopped at a traffic light. The surveillance video is crazy. You could see there's, you know, a handful of people in the bus. And I'm telling you, man, thank God this woman facing the left side of the bus, she's the first to see the truck and just has a chance to yell like two words. And the man sitting across from her, he's alerted, turns around to see it, and it gave him half a second maybe.
And I think that was
just
everything.
Enough, because he tries to jump out of the way as you see the truck barrel through where his seat was and launch him across the bus.
Yeah.
He ended up breaking his leg.
That was the only injury.
The only injury.
That's what blows my mind.
Yeah. 82-year-old driver of the pickup truck was not injured.
82-year-old?
His 75-year-old wife was taken to St. Joseph's Health Center for chest pains. But yeah, 82-year-old driver, 75-year-old wife.
Did it say why he did that?
Well, he was getting off the off-ramp. Well, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, my gosh.
He swerved into the left lane to avoid hitting stopped traffic and then that's when he hit, like, this grass area that kind of launched him. Yeah.
I remember my Grandpa Wilbur, when he was getting into his 80s, maybe even late 70s, we had to tell him, like, you can't drive anymore.
Yeah.
You can't do that, because when you reach a certain age, it's like you don't even realize, they don't even realize what they're doing. And like that, this video, he just plowed right into a bus.
I'm going to post this on our Facebook page because we're talking about it. If you would like to, I mean, it's terrifying, but at the same time, it's phenomenal that this dude was able to jump out of he had a split second, man.
Split second. And if he wouldn't have reacted, it could have killed him.
Yeah.
Really broke his back. I mean, broke his neck. It could have been so much worse.
Yeah, it was an incredible reaction. Like, he had a second.
Yeah. So, with all that said, you know, just like this story we just read about this guy, you know, this guy was 50, 56 years old, who got up, saw this bus driver getting beat, and did something. Got up and started beating this criminal with his cane until he finally let go and kicked him off the bus. Got to jump in and help in those situations. Just blows my mind that people don't.
Yeah.
People are scared. So we got to help each other. 585 Live, 585-5483. You can text into the show. Let's do some more news to end up to round up this break. And then it's already 9:20.
What? Hey, man, is Jeff not calling in today, I guess? From
real funny.
Blackish, I thought you said he was calling.
Real funny. Just real quick, I-40 closed. There's a suicide jumper.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got it on KOB right now, just kind of keeping the situation right here so that I can see what's going on. Of course, they have the helicopter circling everything, but the police have closed I-40 at Unser eastbound and at Rio Grande westbound. There's an active scene happening. Officers are working on getting an armed suspect into custody. She's threatening to harm herself, but they are closing I-40 because obviously this is a very unpredictable situation. SWAT team is on the scene and a large area has been closed. Our boys, man, praying for Jason and the entire crew
for
Albuquerque SWAT team. Those guys are heroes, man.
Yeah, they are.
I love them so much. We got a chance to go do the SWAT obstacle course, and you can catch the video on YouTube. We posted it, but those dudes. I mean, this is their job, day in and day. The uncertainty, like, you never know what your day is going to be. Those guys are incredible.
They run to the danger.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't run away from it. They run into the danger.
Yeah. They're speaking to her right now in an attempt to get her the help, the resources, anything she needs to
disarm the situation literally.
Yeah, you guys be praying right now.
A man called 911 for help after a dog ate his hearing aids. Most of us know that if your dog accidentally eats something and you want to get it back, it's not going to be pretty. Well, not this dude. A man in Niceville, Florida. He called 911 last week, told him a dog ate his hearing aid, and he needed their help getting it back. He was drunk and feeling kind of impatient. They told him he was going to have to wait it out and gave him the non-emergency number to use in the future.
Guys, 911 is to be used for emergencies only.
Which, by the way, if you don't know the non-emergency number, I can tell it to you because I've called it 17 times this week. 242-COPS. Sadly, I'm not joking, and it ended up in a really interesting, odd but comical situation for me yesterday. About a week ago, I just couldn't sleep, man, because there's a house a block over from us that is abandoned. It almost, there's like weird notices on the, like eviction type notices, yeah, or something on the windows. I don't know what's going on. Completely cleared out. It's vacant. It's been vacant for a long time.
This is spooky.
The fire alarms went out.
What?
Like, you know, when the batteries die?
Yeah.
So I was going, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then the next one was going, boop, boop. So they weren't like tracking together. And I was going crazy because there's multiple smoke alarms going off. So we call 242-COPS. We're like, I don't know. I mean, this is a non-emergency situation. But, dude, it's 2 a.m. This thing has been going on since like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Anything you guys can do? Not really. It's vacant. We'll go check it out. Make sure nobody's like broken in or anything. Okay, cool. Thursday, still going off.
Oh, my gosh. Was that it?
Yeah. Over and over. Oh. Yeah, more like that.
Oh, like it just kept going?
It kept going. Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. Like it wasn't just like boop. It was like that. Now imagine two of them going off, but not in unison. And I'm like, dude.
Did you break the window and get in?
No.
Find out if there was a fire.
I debated. So I think Friday we called again and it was like, yo. Still, and they're like, I mean, you've already called. I mean, I don't know. What do you want us to do? Do you want us to send an officer out there? I'm like, I really don't want you to waste resources on something this stupid. Like, what are my options? Can I go in? And they're like, do you own the property? No. No, you cannot go in this vacant house. So we waited it out, and finally, Sunday! I'm not joking! Sunday! So the first time we called was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It was still going off in our neighborhood.
Could you hear it inside your house?
Yes.
Really?
Our bedroom faces that street. And so it was like, I'm laying in bed and it's just going boop, 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 like over and over.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, day five. Like, this should be a reality show. I'm about to go cray cray, yo. So I called again and was like, dude, we gotta do something, man. Gotta take care of the situation. I don't know what happened. I do know that it's not going off anymore. So either the police got a hold of the owner or whatever, because no longer is the fire alarm going off. That was until yesterday.
Again?
Yesterday, I get home and I had this really rad letter in the mail. Two, in fact, from CABQ.gov, from the Albuquerque Police Department. False alarm something unit.
Oh my gosh. Warning? They give you a warning?
Yeah, like a $150 fine.
You got a $150 fine?
Because the police were notified that there was an alarm going off at my residence, but it was a false alarm. And so, yeah, right?
What?
So I had to call yesterday and I'm like, hey man, you may recognize this voice. I've called you 17 times.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't even own an alarm system like this unit that you're talking about. I have this alarm system. And so they
gave the wrong address.
Yeah. Well, it's because when you call in, they're like, well, what's your address? And you give your address. Oh. And then they're like, well, what's the address of the alarm going off? I'm like, I don't know. That other street. So they just typed in my information. So, but they were really cool because I called yesterday and said, no. And they were like, I'm reading the transcript now. Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. And they just completely like cleared it out for me.
Wow.
Because they're APD and awesome. But yeah, dude, for 5 days.
I'm surprised nobody, like their next door neighbors didn't bust down the door.
It, guys,
it took restraint, self-control, and the fact that the police department straight up told me, hey, man, that's still a B&E. You cannot break into somebody's house, even if it's to salvage the sanity of your entire neighborhood. Because we were going crazy, man.
Wow.
5 days, stupid smoke alarm thing going off.
Yeah.
5 days!
Man, I'm glad you told me that, because if I'm ever in that situation, I know not to do it. Because I probably would have tried to get into the house somehow.
Yeah.
Because we don't know nobody's in there.
If you can somehow get a hold of the owner and they're like, oh, I live in Florida. Yeah, man, just bust a window. You know what I mean? Like, cool, I would do that. But no, they instructed me that was actually quite illegal.
Yeah, I get it.
But man, it's been some good sleeps the last 48 hours.
And a $150 fine if
they got removed.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Well, I mean, for that person who owns the home, I'm sure they're going to get fined.
Yeah, probably, because it was a false alarm.
Hmm.
And it, you know, they had to go out multiple times to try and take care of the situation. Unreal, dude. So our law enforcement, they deal with some crazy things, from the mundane, like my neighborhood, to what is currently happening right now on I-40. There's still no other updates. In case you're just joining us, I-40 completely closed at Unser eastbound and Rio Grande westbound. There's an active scene. There is an armed subject. She is threatening to harm herself, no one else. But SWAT is on the scene right now, and a large area has been closed due to that.
Going back to this house that was abandoned, and you're saying it's illegal to break into the house. What about the squatting law? You know, people that find homes that are for sale or that are, you know, abandoned, and they end up moving in, and you can't just evict them. You have to actually go down to the courthouse and sue them to get them out.
Yeah.
What about that? What about that situation?
Well, hold on. Let me check. I don't know if you know, I was a county clerk first for you. No, well, you know, why are you weird, asking me stupid questions?
But you know how weird that is?
Yeah.
You know, it's like a cop says it's illegal to do, but then I could move into that house and squat and then be in there for 30 days.
See, there you go. You're already solving your problems for
homelessness. I'm not homeless.
Somebody said next time I need to call one of the local TV stations, because that's crazy. That's ridiculous.
A good call.
Somebody else said you can actually search county clerk's office to see which bank has a lien on the property, contact the asset manager for the foreclosed property, and they have an obligation to send somebody out to remedy the problem. Yeah, dude. 5 days.
Man.
Somebody else reminded me that in the future I can actually just call the Bernalillo County Central Dispatch and they will call the fire department right away. 242 cops is law enforcement only. Good to know. Good to know. Would have saved me 5 days of sleep.
Call fireman Dave and say, Dave, there's a fire at this residence.
I'm like, dude. My wife just became numb to it. By day three, I'm like, you can still hear it, right? She's like, I can't hear it. I'm like, I hate you all.
That's why you need a fan.
I have sensitive ears. I hear everything.
To drown out the noise, man. Drown it out.
Yeah.
Oh, we should probably go to break.
Yeah, dude. I was waiting for the music to
kick
in.
Sorry about that.
By the way, it's called squatter's rights, and it's the same process as evicting. So,
thank you.
Squatter's rights.
They do. They have rights.
So crazy.
Right?
Rights?
All right. Again, I-40 closed right now.
Yeah.
I-40 at Unser and Rio Grande westbound.
Yep.
There is a situation involving a suicide jumper. So we need you guys to be praying for that situation to get resolved, and hopefully everybody is safe. All right, we'll be right back. Hang out.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Donald Trump has announced his pick for the Supreme Court.
Virginia, New York, and Massachusetts joined Washington State in suing the president's executive order restricting refugees and immigrants. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey.
It discriminates on the basis of religion, denies our residents access to due process and equal protection of the law, and violates federal immigration law.
Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly met with reporters trying to clarify the executive order.
We are and will continue to enforce President Trump's executive orders humanely and with professionalism.
Senate
Democrats managed to stall committee votes on the president's nominees for attorney general and health secretary.
Pharrell Williams' family doubled in size. His wife and their 8-year-old son, Rocket, were joined by a set of triplets.
Four 101st Airborne Division soldiers were hurt in a training incident involving their Black Hawk helicopter.
High school students in Westport, Connecticut can win $1,000 in private money by reflecting on the extent to which white privilege exists.
Welcome. Dex and Steve-O, you know, we have a podcast. You can subscribe. Morning Invasion. Go to star88.fm. iTunes, Google Play. Get the whole show minus the music. 9:38.
High today of 61 degrees. Traffic! I'm dumbfounded by Albuquerque right now. I apologize. I love our city so much. I've been here forever. However, right now there is a very serious situation going on. I-40 westbound between Rio Grande exit 157 and Unser exit 154. Both ways completely closed. Monitoring the situation at KOB right now. They've got a helicopter there assessing everything. SWAT is there. There's a woman with a gun threatening to harm herself. They are trying to literally disarm the situation. And then you read comments like this coming from Albuquerque. Man, let her kill herself. Jeez, I had to miss class because I was so late. To which somebody else responded, and you're thinking, oh man, clearly somebody's going to call this girl out because that was literally the worst thing I've ever read on the internet today. Nope. Yeah, I feel you. I was stuck in traffic for an hour on Montagna with my little girl in the back seat. Seriously, what the bleep is people's problem in this city? Yeah, right? I'm all for letting stupid people sort this out overpopulation. Oh, man. I can't even read some of these. People are seriously talking about this human being who's, like, threatening suicide right now. And they're just, like, inconvenienced because they're late to work or school. And it's like, hey, man, just let her take care of it.
These are situations where I wish there was a cyber punch on the internet where you could punch them through the internet and they would be banned from the internet for like a week or something.
Yeah.
It's so unbelievable.
Yeah. 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 Somebody says it's ridiculous already. The city is shut down. There has to be a better plan for this type of situation. Man, don't plan on using Central to get around it. Thanks, Mayor. I'm like, guys.
Crazy.
Don't get me wrong. Yes, this is a horrible situation, and it's obviously inconveniencing thousands of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people stuck on I-40 right now.
Man, it's crazy. You look at what's happening. It's like there are people literally just stopped.
This is someone's life.
And then you think about the fact there's a woman with a weapon threatening to kill herself, and people are like, man,
we don't know her situation that she's in. We don't know if this is mental issues.
But they do know they're going to be late for work, and they are mad.
We don't know. We don't know the situation. But this is someone's life. This is someone's daughter. This is. Maybe someone's mom, possibly. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, she's walking on the bridge between Coors and Unser currently. It's one lady. She has a handgun.
Man.
Yeah.
Be praying, guys.
Shout out to the one person in the comment section that said National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and gave the phone number for help with anyone who needs help.
Yeah. Maybe you are listening right now and you're in that situation where you want to end things. You want it to all just go away because life hasn't gone the way that you planned. Because that's what happens. That's life. It happens to us all. We all get knocked down.
Yeah, but this woman is trying to use a very permanent solution to her temporary problems.
Yep.
Like we all go through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it happens.
Yeah.
It can knock you down. But that is obviously never the answer. Sadly, I can count on more than just one hand now. Friends who have taken their own life.
Mm.
And it's not just this quote solution to your problems because, man, I think of the moms and the dads and the family members where I'm sitting at a funeral for a friend thinking how much pain this is going to cause them for the rest of their life now. Mm. So it's a very selfish thing.
Yeah. It is.
And man, it does much more damage than just one person, quote, ending their problems. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Man, we will keep you apprised of the situation, I promise. But yes, I-40 completely shut down. And again, she has a handgun. The officers are advising to completely stay away from the situation. It's very volatile. They don't know what she's going to do. And you don't want to be anywhere near there anyways.
Yeah.
So let the professionals handle this one. Come on, Albuquerque. Liveline chiming in saying that's a problem with our society today. Nobody ever values human life as we should. If we are inconvenienced in our life, how dare anybody else do that to us? It's unreal to me how some people think.
Yeah. It's true.
So there you go. Moving on.
Well, I wanted to do the weirdest excuses people have used for being late to work. That was on the list of things to do.
You've teased it a couple times.
And I feel like a lot of people are late to work right now.
They really are.
So is it a timely topic? I don't know. Should we do something else?
I mean, it feels insensitive.
Does it? Exactly. I don't know. I'm having a hard time understanding if it is.
I mean, it's maybe somebody will be listening and they're stuck in the traffic and this will cause them to giggle.
This isn't a weird excuse at all. This situation is going on. I'm not saying that it's a weird excuse if you're late to work because there was somebody there actually is somebody with a gun threatening to commit suicide right now. So yeah. That's not a weird excuse, but there was a survey and they found some weird excuses from people because we've all worked with people that are late and I've heard some doozies.
Yes.
Yeah? These are pretty incredible. My mother-in-law wouldn't stop talking
it's hard to interrupt people, man. Come on.
It's your mother-in-law.
Yeah. And it's hard. You're like, I got to get out of here. I've been late to things because of conversations I've had. There are certain Sundays where my wife says, Steven, don't forget. We have to be here at such and such time. Like this last Sunday, Luke had a performance at the Hispanic Cultural Center. He was singing. He had to be there at 1. Church gets out at like 12:40, 45.
Yep.
Well, he needed food. So she's like, do not linger.
Yeah, you're the worst at that.
Sure enough.
Tao and I used to always talk about you when we'd leave Sopo in the morning because it would usually be Tao and I walking out after getting breakfast, but you were still talking. And we'd be waiting outside for you.
Yeah.
And we'd kind of go, he does this all the time.
I like conversating with people. I enjoy conversation,
man. That's fine.
It's cool.
We have a top shelf morning show to take care of.
But I don't like, I don't know. I hate cutting things short.
Stop talking.
Like, sorry, guys. I got to go. Something else in my life is more important than this real life interaction right now.
You start to walk away. And that's how you end the conversation. You just start, so they don't end up, you got to just start walking. You know what I'm saying? How about this one? My dad offered to make me a grilled cheese sandwich and I couldn't say no. That's why they were late for
that's work. A really good one. I love grilled cheese sandwiches.
I think I might do grilled cheese for dinner.
Oh my gosh. That's such a good idea. I'm down with that. You got to put green chili. What you do is you get like a good like Colby Jack and you rock that on either side and then you put the green chili in between and it kind of like melts into. I'm hungry.
I throw down avocado on mine.
Oh, snap. It doesn't get too like oily and like warm. Warm avocado is kind of weird.
No way, man.
All right.
My mom locked me in the closet. That was an excuse somebody had. My mom locked me in a closet.
Liveline just chimed in and said, I had a coworker that used a car accident 3 times. In the same week. Car, not a scratch on it.
Oh, my gosh. I got cornered by a moose. Yeah, this one might be true. Because moose are mean. And don't ever... If you see a moose, you just get out of there. They are mean. I got chased by one.
Liveline just chimed in. In other news. Steve-O likes talking. Update. People breathe air. Thanks, guys.
Here's another one. I overslept because my kids changed all the clocks in the house.
Oh.
Blame your kids, man.
Totally. When in doubt, I have friends that use the kid excuse all the time.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dexter.
Good morning, Bill.
Oh, Bill.
Take the challenge.
I will fight you.
Don't you do that. Okay, so just to let everybody know, I posted something on my Facebook page. Why don't you tell everybody what that is, Bill?
You want all of us to become girly men and women.
Oh, man. Look at that.
No. Nope.
And stop posting political stuff.
That's not it at all. Well, I mean, kind of. I mean, it's the 90... It's the 90-day no political post challenge.
Yeah.
And
but,
if,
okay.
Yes.
Can I say something here?
I got to tell you real quick, man. He showed me this off air that he was really issuing a challenge to all of his Facebook friends, and you were literally the first person I thought of.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, you know what? That makes me proud. Proud to be an American. Hey, let me say this. You got to admit that it has become far more interesting post-election than pre-election.
Here's the problem, Bill. Here's the problem I'm having.
No, there's no problem.
No problem. Honestly, I don't know.
It's Trump's America
now. But here's the thing. I don't really have a problem with you posting things, necessarily. I really don't. I do see so much hate on Facebook.
Yes.
I see so many people sharing fake news, and it's gross. And it feels like my Facebook feed has just been taken over, and I miss how it used to be where, you know, I used to see some entertaining and fun things, and now
kittens
it's...
and laser beams.
Sure.
And, you know, pointless stuff. I look at it this way. We have never paid so much attention to the political process until now. And if this is educating people on the way government works.
But not if it's miseducating, Bill.
Right. There's too much false information.
Why did we get on a political conversation? I was late to work because I was arguing with Bill on politics. That's why I was late to work.
Thanks for the ride yesterday, by the way.
Of course. That's why I was late to work yesterday. I had to take Bill to a secret location that I can't talk about.
Oh. And I get what you're saying, and I totally understand. I totally get that. But I was telling Steve-O the other day, you know, people don't understand history. They don't understand government. I don't understand history and government well enough to where I feel like I should post on Facebook or I should give my opinion, because I feel like you really need to be educated. And I'm saying that you seem very educated when it comes to that stuff. I mean, you're like 70 years old.
No. Trust me. I am learning every day. I should have been an astronaut in school because I took up so much space.
Speaking of a lot of airspace right now. You're still an astronaut.
But seriously, I am not. I'm not well versed on this. I'm learning every day just as much as you guys are.
Yeah.
The thing is that it's. Every American should know a lot of the basics, at least the four branches of government, the how they operate, who can control what, and that kind of thing. There is a lot of hate. There's no question about it.
Mm.
And I don't think I post hate.
No, you don't.
I like to look for the tongue in cheek.
It doesn't say post hate. It says political. Period.
Yeah.
Period. Anything political. Period.
Right.
Okay.
Like I said, Bill, honestly, yours don't bother me.
Yeah, they're not
hateful. Maybe because I know you. I don't know what it is. I don't feel like I've ever been turned off by anything you've posted. But there's a lot of people that I see posting things, and I'm like, oh, gosh, stop doing that. Just stop.
And my feed is just a constant of both right and left.
Yeah.
And then it's actually the comments. It's not so much the article. It's the comments from people where they're raving lunatics, and like you said, there's hate in the comments. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
But I don't want to stay away from politics because this is the most interesting time in my life when it comes to politics.
Yeah.
We've never had a person like this.
No, that's very true. That's.
So I don't know how to handle this. I hear your challenge.
Take the challenge.
But I don't.
He's raising the bar. He's raising it. I see your challenge, and I raise you 17 more Trump posts.
Okay. Okay. I will stay away from politics.
How about this? No, I got a challenge for you.
Okay.
For every political post, you have to then share 3 non-political posts before you can share another political post.
Yeah.
Deal.
Does that sound good?
Man, deal. He's just going to spam us all day. I'm just going to get all this spam. I'm like, why is Bill posting?
I'm serious, Bill.
On John Wick 2. Oh, it's his third post. Yeah, he has to get
Share three things before you can actually share something political. I'm going to be watching your newsfeed.
There you go, Bill.
Okay. All right.
Love you, buddy.
I'll take the 90 days.
90 days.
There 90 it is. Day challenge.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, too.
They'll be the scent of the morning edition. They'll be the scent of the morning edition.
I just wish I knew who he voted for.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Just so it's unclear to me.
Wish we knew. All right, back to our discussion here on people being late.
Yeah, Albuquerque just chimed in. Starmy Nation, I love you so much. How far can a train fly off the tracks? Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, he just bulldozed right over us.
I was late because I didn't want to miss a word Bill said on the morning show.
So, whatever, it's cool.
I love that dude so much.
I know, he can interrupt us anytime.
What stinks is some of the Starmie only knows him as like the political dude. He's actually
he's such a great guy in real life.
Not only a really great guy, but a phenomenal husband and a really, really cool father.
Yeah.
His sons, like when you meet people, you can tell like the weight of a dude based upon their children. Do you know what I mean? Seriously. Yeah. And he's got some of the raddest kids on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because they're like my age and I just gravitate to them because they're cool people.
But they're great people.
Fan of the Petersons.
We're talking about the weirdest excuses people have used for being late to work.
Yep.
I thought Flag Day was a national holiday was an excuse.
Okay.
My pet turtle had to go to the vet. I got Vaseline in my eyes. And I forgot it wasn't the weekend.
See, here's the thing, man. Getting back to talking too much, people were chiming in on that. I tend to be late to certain things, and it's usually because of that very thing, but it's hard to walk away from a real conversation. Jamie in Santa Fe, he chimed in and said, Steve, I feel you. It's hard to stop talking to people. Relationships, people, they're more important than anything, man.
Yeah.
They are.
I read a post the other day on Facebook. There was a friend of mine that she posted something about how she'd gotten her second or third warning at work. And if she got one more, she was going to get fired because she was late.
Yeah.
And she was asking for prayer because she's just that person, that type of person. She just is late.
Oh.
You know, there's people that, I don't know what it
My
is.
My mom.
They're just
she
always
was late.
Late
to everything.
Yeah.
We were always late. To be fair, single mom, getting three kids out
and
the door.
And that was the thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like she was, but she, in turn now, I'm early to a lot of things.
Right.
Because I will be the guy that's like, all right, the movie's in an hour. It's a 10-minute drive. If I leave in 5 minutes, you know, what I mean? Seriously. And then I'm sitting in the lobby for 30 minutes waiting for other friends to show up. But I'd rather be early than late. Oh, I don't like it.
Yeah. It's, you know, I've worked with people that have this late thing and it drove me nuts. I've heard every excuse in the book.
Yeah.
I don't know how many friends somebody could have that have passed away, you know, like I have to go to another funeral. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
What?
By the way, though, somebody totally chimed in and said, don't knock the car accident, dude. Totally happened to me twice this week. Rental car totaled.
Wow.
Yeah. Two accidents in 1 week.
You're a terrible driver.
Somebody chimed in with probably the best excuse on the planet. My excuse? I live in Albuquerque, and we do construction on every single road simultaneously. Amen. I feel like the orange barrel is our state flower.
Yes, it is.
Everywhere.
It's ridiculous.
But hey, that just means you gotta, like, plan ahead. You think you need to be there in 30 minutes? Leave an hour and a half ahead of time.
All right, guys, we're done. Again, I-40, can you share the details again?
Yeah, if you're just joining us, police have closed I-40 at Unser eastbound and at Rio Grande westbound due to an active scene. There is a woman with a weapon threatening suicide. That is the latest development. Yeah. Man.
Well, maybe you're stuck in traffic right now. If you have a smartphone, you can go to iTunes or Google Play, and you can subscribe to our podcast. You can get all the shows, hours and hours and hours of just us doing the morning show. Morning Invasion, that's what you search. And you can listen to us while you're sitting in traffic. But be patient. Be praying for that situation to get resolved. Pray for the safety of everybody involved. So thank you for joining us, Starmie. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.